following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mike Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production.
What's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike Show in the Deals in the D.com studios. Trudy's furiously typing across from me. What are you typing?
No, to Greg. It's hard to say goodbye to Greg.
All that to say goodbye? It is tough to say goodbye to Greg.
Oh, no, I got just all kinds of questions I want to ask him, too. So, sorry. Sorry.
Okay. No problem.
Not sorry.
No, I was curious.
Jeez, nosy.
I'm used to the person across from me typing a lot. After Maz was here yesterday with the phone.
I know, as I'm on my phone, too.
Mark, Brandon, Joey, as a busy day over here. Got a Duff was in the house. ML was recording the Soul of Detroit earlier. Rob Walchek was in, along with Sean Windsor from the Free Press, to be on the Soul of Detroit show. ML, he's got bombs everywhere. Fox 2 is here.
Yeah, I told him I wasn't camera ready to his cameraman. And he goes, well, you know, I shoot from over here, so it's really just your face. And I said, that's what I mean. I haven't lost any weight yet.
TV is, isn't it awful?
Yeah.
It's awful, but it's really also weird. Wonderful.
Well, how is it wonderful again? No, it's wonderful to watch it.
Great to watch.
Yeah, I mean, my TV was out before I came here, and I was so disgruntled.
Oh, well, no.
I had a tantrum.
I'm with you 100%. I thought you meant it's also great, being on it.
A tantrum.
I had a tantrum that no one was around to see, just me.
That's when you can really cut loose and have a tantrum, though.
Because we had to change something about the cable, and Zeus did it, and then Zeus had to whisk off to his business of the day.
Oh, what was that?
He's shaking his head. I came home to absolutely zero TV.
Wait, why does Joe disagree with so many things?
Why can't
you say?
We talk about it? It's been resolved.
You're shaking
Joe, do you
want
to give your side?
Shaking your head, no.
I thought it was resolved. Is it not resolved? Your legal matter?
Joe's showing a lot more class than his mother is.
You don't want to talk about it?
Trudy's just throwing him in the dumpster, under the bus, everywhere.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
Why don't you want to talk about it? Trump is right. You didn't do anything wrong in the eyes of the law. They were allegations proved to be unfounded.
It was a complete and total.
Oh God, now it sounds terrible.
Of speeding.
Okay.
He feels bad.
Trudy again interpreting.
True.
For
Sorry.
Joey.
I'm going to stay out of it. It's too late, but I'm going to try.
You get the last word, the first word, the only word.
Zeus is so cryptic.
He really is
one of the most cryptic people I've ever met.
How long were you without television?
Like an entire half an hour before I just gave
what?
Up. I know.
What was that? Was there something you wanted to watch?
Yes.
That's big. What?
Nothing in particular. Just like having it, you know, to like surf around before I come over here.
That hurts.
Mind a little bit on something useless. The last thing I watched, by the way, was the second issue, second edition of Chernobyl. Oh my
God!
Yeah,
how was that?
What a bummer of a show that is.
How about that helicopter, huh?
Yeah. Oh.
I've only seen part one.
Oh,
spoiler alert.
I want to see part two.
The Russians tried to hide it.
Yes. I remember how outraged my dad was about all that, too. You know,
the Russians have no containment.
It was 1986, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is fast. For some reason, the 80s seem really interesting to me now.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched this thing on 1989 of all years, and I was like, wow, 1989, there was so much. But, you know, when you're this far removed, it all looks a lot more interesting.
Yeah. Well, didn't Russia, though, look like a piece of shit everywhere? Everywhere the camera is there.
They were.
A piece of shit.
They were jokes.
It was gray. Russia in the 80s,
awful.
Gray.
Everything was built, like, their helicopters were so old.
Yeah.
God.
I think, too, so, you know, they tried to cover it up, and I'm going to recreate one of the scenes from last night, so you can speed past it. This guy works for the government, and he's talking to this professor who wants it exposed because of all the danger, and they're kind of battling there, like, no, we got to keep it inside. And the phone rings. He goes, hello? Sweden? The U.S.? Okay, bye. Sweden found out about it, and now the whole world knows. That's how they skipped over that one whole part.
Yeah.
It was really quick.
Sounds a little Melrosian.
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever said Melrosian before?
No.
And everyone else got it?
Yeah, that's deep.
Wow.
That's deep.
We're live on Facebook I see some interesting comments already. The patio is open at Mesa Tacos and Tequila. Yes, Facebook brought to you by Mesa on Main Street in Royal Oak, between 3rd and 4th, with one of the largest and best patios in the city, with both outdoor and indoor seating. We just get weather to match it. And, of course, the Mexican fusion delicacies, handcrafted cocktails. What's handcrafted as opposed to what? I hate to keep questioning the copy of a restaurant I'm involved in.
Well, they're instead of buying the mixers, they're making their own, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Great. That's awesome. Mesa Tacos and Tequila, I probably answered a question or had it answered that everyone was asking, or maybe some. Every savory selection is made fresh each morning. Mesa's signature sauces, salsa, and guacamole to their homemade award-winning 8-hour stewed brisket. Oh, I'm getting hungry. Mesa's, again, in the heart of downtown Royal Oak. Ask for the Drew and Mike discount, 10%. And I always like polls and lists. I think most people do. So I was fascinated when I turned to my head right before we started Facebook Live, and I saw that Joe Biden leads Trump in a hypothetical if Biden were to win.
Really?
Yeah, Chris, you never know what condition someone is in when they win the nomination. I mean, you can be so crippled by the time you win.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, what we've learned from the last guy that got in.
Yes.
It seems like he's indestructible, so.
Yeah, I don't know what to think of that. I was talking to somebody the other day, and the subject was a poll, and they said, God, I would never say I would vote for Trump in a poll. And I said, would you vote for Trump in a poll? And the answer was, I think I probably would based on the economy. And, you know, like, in
that's right.
Qualifying it, of course, like, I don't agree with everything he does. And I thought, that's interesting. I said, well, so a poll.
Why wouldn't you tell a poll?
Yeah, and the answer was, I just don't want to say it on the record to anybody. It's like, even a poll? No, not even a poll.
People are paranoid.
That's the dumbest.
Boy, it's tough.
Well, you know, it was suggested that was going on in 2016.
Yeah, but
and he certainly was a lot further down in the polls than what the final results showed. So I don't know. I mean, it only takes a few people.
I feel like that person is already doing the poll then. So at that point, I mean, I can understand if someone goes, I would never answer a poll, period.
Well, this person who I will not disclose, now they're being criticized, they
said I've
never
it.
Been asked in any poll anyway, ever. Yeah. I've never been polled for anything. And, you know, come think of it, I don't think I've ever been polled for anything.
Oh,
so
me either.
That makes me wonder.
Well, I've answered several polls on your phone.
Yeah, down here, this
presidential
one?
Polls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of political stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Presidential.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's really? What's kept you from being polled is Brandon's intercepting there.
That's the show.
I'd just answer for you.
But I would normally never have a landline anyway, so probably wouldn't get those calls. I don't know. Anyway, Biden was up by 11 points. Could Hunter Biden cost him a half a point? I don't know. Is it possible?
Ridiculous.
That story. Hunter Biden does seem like, it's funny, it was sort of projected that Biden's family, they're wonderful. Bo died, and he said, run for president, Dad. And that story just was like, why? I feel like we shouldn't hear that story.
Yeah, it was more like, run for president, Dad.
Yeah, it was like Brian Piccolo, you know.
Yeah.
Remember when you got me with mashed potatoes, Sam?
Run for president.
Yeah, remember when you got me with president?
Got me with those mashed potatoes.
That was his dying wish.
Yeah, you know what?
He's run.
But the guy
but it was
is,
Hillary's turn.
The body's not even cold, and Hunter Biden is banging his wife. The dead guy's wife is getting nailed, and the body's hardly cold.
He also told Joe, he said, Dad, any chance you can get, grab a woman from behind, sniff her hair. And give her a kiss. What if he said that? That's his excuse for doing it.
And that's why he's fulfilling, but he couldn't tell anybody?
Yeah.
His thing
it was
is
his
he can't
kid's
tell anyone.
Dying wish for him to smell hair and kiss someone.
You're having a good time, Joe?
I think there might be a contingent of people who love being huffed by Joe Biden.
I honestly don't think Joe Biden could lose one vote at this point. Although I think he looks a little vulnerable to me. Like the whole Anita Hill thing was, in my opinion, a huge mistake. Don't apologize for something 30 years ago. What are you doing? And then she won't accept his apology. Again, that chick, I would never expect anything out of Anita Hill.
That chick.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
You don't put a pubic hair on a Coke and then say, somebody put pubic hair on my Coke, to hit on her in order to make her think about your penis or whatever he was doing. Is that what he was doing, I assume? Because Clarence said it. Someone's put pubic hair on my Coke.
Yeah, he's trying to draw attention to,
Wait, but not his own pubes.
Well, he said someone, but still, he was trying to sort of get sexual. I mean,
that's the worst way to get something sexual into a conversation.
But he was trying to hit on the wrong chick.
Chick.
Sorry, I'm going to call her chick.
He did not know the room.
No, he didn't read the room. Anyway, the Biden poll with Joe leading, and I don't know, who knows how accurate any poll is. You know, honestly, it seems like most people that win, and I'm not saying this because Trump is losing, most people that win are losing at some point. Yeah. I mean, how far was Dukakis?
Welcome to the world, Joe.
I want to say Dukakis was up like 14 points.
Really?
Yeah.
He's ever that high?
Dukakis?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he got in the tank, and that was he lost 20 points that day.
Why did the tank lose him the gig?
Trudy, because did you see it?
I did.
He had a tie on with a helmet. No one ever wears a helmet and a tie on a tank.
That was, honestly, if there was a reason not to vote for someone, that was the best reason I've ever seen.
What a mess.
He rides a tank. Everybody likes riding a tank.
He looked ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
He was destroyed.
He drove Kitty
incredible.
To drink.
Could not lead the free world after that.
Didn't he look really excited, like a kid?
Yeah.
I think he was geeked.
I don't blame him. I'd be super excited. But then again, I wouldn't be running for president.
He looked like if he could have gotten off the tank and gotten on a Zamboni, he would have done it.
Yes. Yeah, there he is with his tie.
It was a Zamboni. His helmet. I'm a son of Greek immigrants.
If you type in D-U-K, Dukakis tank is already.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does it say on his helmet? Does it have his name?
Yeah.
Dukakis.
Oh, God. How embarrassing.
Anyway, the reason I brought that. No, it's. I mean, honestly.
Put his full name on the helmet, Mike
he
Dukakis.
He can't lead the armed forces.
No,
he
no
can't.
Way.
No way. He no can't way. Lead the free world. So, the reason I brought it up is because I was looking up some poll numbers earlier today because I was really curious. Because the Alabama abortion law is just a gigantic story, as it should be. It's a big story. And believe me, I don't want to debate this issue. For all the money in the world, I would not debate this issue. You can't win anyone over. It's like talking about guns.
Yeah.
Abortion and guns. Sure. Don't go near them. If you have planning a career in radio or anything like it.
You'll never change anybody else's mind.
No, never.
No.
Anyway, my problem with the abortion, with pro-choice or pro-life, is that I feel that both sides should respect each other. I think both views are understandable.
Doesn't happen anymore.
No, nothing like that happens anymore. Anyway, it's such a volatile issue that when I was watching the Alabama story, and of course, you know, this topic, if you go on Twitter or, you know, any place like Twitter, you're going to see it looks like there isn't a pro-life person in the world. I mean, people are screaming. Alyssa Milano wants a sex strike. The hashtag, I'm told, is picking up steam today. Is that true? Hashtag sex strike.
She's going to get her sex stripe or strike.
She wants women to not put out
by this
until
weekend?
They're granted reproductive rights over their body
in
all states, I guess.
Well, it might not look like the other side is there because they passed the bill and won. You know, why would they? What would they be complaining about? Isn't Twitter's a place to complain?
Well, except that 49 states. Although there are
Ohio, Georgia, they've passed heartbeat bills. There's about six or seven.
Ohio, yeah.
I think there's two more that are coming. In fact, Michigan is working. I think it was working on a bill, but Gretsch said no, I won't sign it. So I don't care what you.
Yeah, but now there's the petition out to overrule.
Wait, there's six states that have laws like Alabama's. Alabama says not in rape or incest.
Yeah, theirs
either.
Is a little more harsh.
Well, that's those two things make it, I think, draw more attention to it. But anyway. Even with six other states, you got 43 states that are basically pro-choice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure.
No, I mean, am I crazy?
No, you're...
Isn't that right? I mean, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. I mean, but
I'm asking.
It does look like a
skeptically
slippery...
No, you're right. I mean,
slippery slope.
But theoretically, the country as a whole
I'm not trying to say, look, this side's winning or that. I don't want
I don't want any part of it.
I'm trying to objectively say there's seven states that look like it's getting very difficult to get an abortion.
Yeah.
43 states you can. Anyway, I was of the impression, and I looked this up a while ago. I remember when the pro-choice number was like, I want to say like 6139 or 6238. And I remember reading poll numbers, and I don't remember why I did this, but it was a few years ago. And it was still pro-choice was pretty significantly ahead. And not a ton, but significant. And then I was asking you guys, and everybody's saying, oh, he's about 50-50, which surprised me. Brandon said he thought it was 55 pro-choice. And the polls I looked at this morning, I looked at three. The Gallup poll said 48-48. And of course, there's 4% who are like, what's an abortion? And then by gender, it was 48-48. Now, that really threw me, because if you listen to Alyssa Milano or, you know, many of the vocal people, they would have you believe that every woman wants full control over her body and the right to have an abortion.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
no, that's
maybe
what
I thought.
Turn. But yeah, the poll tells you otherwise, that it's actually about 50-50. So it's one of those, and I think this is an issue like guns that makes people behave very badly. And, you know, going back to the Kavanaugh hearings, whether you didn't want him because of abortion, I think a lot of people said, well, the only way to not have him, although Trump would have just nominated someone else.
Sure. Yeah.
Was to go back to his high school yearbook. And, you know, there's the gangbang chick and there was gangbang chick. it wasn't really the gang. I don't think there were gangbangs. And what's her name? Ford, Christine Blasey Ford.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all that nasty. I mean, that was just an ugly week. I hated that whole week. Although it was great television.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just. And then Georgia, which Georgia doesn't have rape and incest in their law.
No, the other thing Alabama has is that a doctor can be thrown in jail for 99 years.
Well, they should do that then. They will have no doctors.
All I can think, that's what I was going to say. Like, why would anybody want to be a doctor in Alabama unless you're a pro-life doctor?
Wait, hold on, though. Who is going to... I can't imagine what doctor would perform an abortion in Alabama if they think they had 99 years. I mean, you can take some 7-month pregnant woman and do it. I only went to school for 10 years.
But check this out, man.
I would think that people would start to, you know, the way they throw money at Me Too, they would throw money at giving women the chance to go to, you know, a nearby state, if there is a near state near Alabama, by the time this happens.
Yeah. I had an idea about this, though. Destination abortions. Go to a nearby country like Canada or something like that where you
can't have to leave the country.
Canada, where they're going to be like, come on over here, we'll give you an abortion, dear, and get it done. You know, Mexico would be better if it were in a warm climate, but I think Mexico is very Catholic, so they're probably done.
There's a lot of destinations that I don't know if I want to get an abortion in Mexico.
We got to get you and that monster that's in your gut down to Mexico ASAP.
This is such a horrible topic. I'm sorry I brought it up. But I was just fascinated by the fact that the poll was 50-50. I was really surprised. I really felt, as an observer, and probably that's my problem, I watch too much media. And as you said, Mark, you don't go to church a lot. And when you think about people who... You know, there are a couple of religions that are pretty against abortion.
Mm.
And, you know, if you're in church your entire life and this is a message you take in, it's probably going to be very strong in your head. And you're going to want to stick to it. So anyway, but this thing, as if there wasn't enough nastiness in the country.
I know.
This whole topic is going to get really crappy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to try to avoid
it. Let's talk about guns now and then religion.
Yeah.
And,
what
else?
Gay marriage.
Yeah.
That's solved.
That one, you see, unlike abortion, that one you've seen a lot of people evolve. When it comes to abortion, though, people are going to always feel
they
one
do
way or the other.
They do evolve, though. There were many more pro-choice people in recent years. Well, I don't know how far you have to go back.
That's a weird question, though. Should abortion be legal? Well, I think a lot of people would say, well, depending at what point? I mean, at week 36, at week one, you know, there's a whole span. There's a lot more nuance to it.
I think you need to make up your mind in the first trimester, and then you're good.
But there's always
I think it should be up to 3 years.
Oh, Trudy's on the record.
There's always going to be people who feel like any abortion is murder. They're going to feel that.
It is.
Way.
So what?
And you know, every time, I hate to say this, but every time I see pro-life people, they're on a corner, usually with little kids holding signs of dead fetuses, and I just like, you know, it makes me feel like, oh, the pro-life is just a bunch of loony tunes. And it's not. There's a lot of people who are pro-life who are just quietly pro-life. And, you know, on the other side.
I'm always confused by the people that are pro-life, but pro-death penalty, too. Like, that one kind of just doesn't jive with
me. Or want to kill doctors.
You know, personally,
I'm saying, for me, it just doesn't make sense.
I don't agree. I could understand feeling, because when you do something, you know, for example, Ted Bundy, I watched the movie last night on Netflix. Fuck him. I don't care how pro-life I could ever be. I could always see snuffing that life out. He is a piece of shit. He's a miswired human being, so I would have no problem with that. Now, I'm not violently pro-life at all. I'm generally pro-life, but I not I wouldn't call myself pro-life. I would say, don't most people feel like, you know, if there's any way at all you can avoid it? Now, who wants to have an abortion, really?
Exactly. I don't think many people want to have it, but there's a theory out there that they're using it as birth control.
But that's much better chances of birth control.
I'm going to throw this out there and just throw it out there because this drives me crazy. You know, this whole hashtag sex strike. Is it a big hashtag? Did you see?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty prominent.
Dumb.
Okay.
I mean, most of it, I'd say 50% of it is making fun of Alyssa Milano.
Oh, yeah, I figured as much. But how about hashtag birth control? Could we just be a good time talking about birth control?
Except,
maybe? Oh.
That's the other part of it, is that there are a lot of... There's
people that don't like people taking birth control.
There's a lot of support
having
for
access
that theory.
It is clearly legal to have birth control. I mean, no one's going to stop you from birth control in any state in the union.
No.
Yeah, but there's... now you're getting into health care. And whether you're allowed to
exclude, honestly, it's just the idea that someone can't afford birth control, I'm not sure. I don't want to get shaved.
This country doesn't want people to get it on.
Hope you brought some condoms.
If you're having sex without a condom because you can't afford a condom, then I don't think you should have sex.
Really?
Oh, can't afford a condom? How much does a condom cost? A dollar?
You can get them free at a lot of places if those places are funded.
I'm just saying, if you can't afford a condom, you probably shouldn't have unsafe sex because you can't afford a child either.
Oh, that's a good... logically,
not even close.
Yeah, but sometimes things happen. I mean, things get
romantic. I'm not judging anyone. I'm just saying, can we not at least point out that birth control is free in this country? I mean, it's legal. In this country, anyone can get birth control. I mean, at a time like this when we're arguing over what may or may not happen in Alabama or Roe v. Wade, it might not be a bad time to talk. Just as a footnote. So again, just as a footnote.
Yep. Totally agree.
People, people
instead
don't always...
Instead of sex strike, I think something else might be better. Because people aren't going to stop having sex.
See, who wants to use a rubber, though?
Rubbers are bows.
Wait, better yet, who calls them rubbers anymore?
Condoms, whatever.
Who calls them that? No, I just called it
prophylactics.
Prophylactics.
Like the health teacher.
Oh,
prophylactics.
No one uses those.
Back then, they didn't have these fancy birth control methods, like pulling out.
since we're talking about women and women's bodies, maybe this would be a good time. Brandon, could you go on TMZ? Kareem Hunt made a powerful statement today.
Great.
I was so proud of
him.
Very
pro-lady.
He is he's almost a feminist now, as you'll see. As this press conference is going along swimmingly, he's talking about how badly he feels, how he's gotten counseling, he's learned right from wrong. This is the guy that, by the way, called the woman who he assaulted a racist and said she called him the N-word because he so adamantly did not want to acknowledge any physical contact.
No, seriously, I am super pro-lady.
When you went through this process, were you ever doubting that another team would give you a shot? How much did it help? Did it turn out to be your hometown?
Questions are a little low.
It definitely, turned out to be good, landing in a situation
no
like the
No one gets
Browns
to talking about the victim
to home
and
again.
Talking to her.
What's that?
They're going to ask him, have you apologized to the victim? Pay special attention to that part.
I didn't know. I just had to sit back, keep faith, and just better myself as a person.
Do you feel you have a handle on the path to getting reinstated?
Yeah, definitely. And I've been going to counseling, seeing a lady called Shelly, and she's really good. And
lady called
I
Shelly.
Love talking to her. She's helped me, stay on the, keep my mind
Did you hit her?
Positive.
What are you telling those high school kids?
What?
Think before you act, pretty much.
How would a college student have known to think before you act?
When your emotions get high, don't react off your emotions. Just, think about the long run.
Have you reached out to the victim and apologized to her?
I have not, but if I was to see her, I would, apologize to her face.
No, you
but
wouldn't.
I have
that's,
not.
That's great.
Great guy.
Since you're admitting you did something wrong.
I mean... I don't know how any ways of contacting her.
Oh,
so,
yeah. That's pretty resourceful of you.
More faithful person during this? I mean, have you
you're into any kind of religion.
All these questions.
Yeah. I'm so glad the female sports court asked that.
Yeah, I have, but, you know, I've turned more, and I'm actually getting baptized this Sunday.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
but you don't know how to
PR move.
That. But you don't know how to find the victim.
Yes, on the east side of Cleveland.
And is that a very, yeah. I mean, how much are you
looking for? We at the time in the church,
I'm
please.
I'm looking for it so I can feel, you know, reborn.
Have
they said how long he's going to be suspended for? And I'm only asking for fantasy football reasons.
Understandable. No, they have not.
I think with what
I was hearing, 10 games.
I've heard 8 to 10 games, which means he could really win you that league down the stretch in the final weeks in the playoffs.
Brandon,
depending what draft pick you want to use to grab him.
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, is he worth a third rounder?
I'm starting to feel that Brandon is not upset that he does not have any idea how he could reach out to the victim.
You know who should be the most upset? Kansas City Chiefs fans.
I know it. They've lost.
They don't care.
They're two of their best three players.
Well, that's why they care. They lost.
I'm sorry. I was thinking about Browns fans.
No, they lost Kareem Hunt and Tariq Hill.
Oh, yeah. How ridiculous!
But they got they got a new alleged assaulter in Frank Clark, so that's cool.
Oh, somebody to take the place.
Frank Clark's in trouble.
Well, no. Remember, Michigan kicked him off because he allegedly assaulted his girlfriend.
Oh,
at the
think
park?
That was allegedly. Her brother told
Did
the
he
whole
go to
story.
Court? Okay, well, whatever.
I don't know. You know, that's the thing about the NFL and the NBA
allegedly.
And college sports is, you know, they'll say, hey, the rates are not that high, and so many of these guys commit these heinous assaults and the girls don't press charges, or they lower the, you know, they plead to something else. And so I think the numbers are terribly inaccurate, but I don't remember. I thought he was arrested, and I thought there was a very vivid description of what happened.
Incredibly vivid.
And he went through the whole apology. He apologized.
Her brother was there too. Wasn't her brother there?
I just don't remember.
But for the most part, it blew over for him, and then he started his NFL
career.
He
got drafted in the third round, I think.
Yeah. But then when he went to the Chiefs, this is a team that just got done getting rid of two people for domestic violence, so they had to bring it back up. They had to bring up his past again.
Oh.
Well, sorry, he did it.
Did you did you guys see the story about Nasser?
What? There's a new one?
This thing.
Oh yeah, the
Nasser,
the assault
fake,
fund,
fake Nasser.
Yeah, the people
victims.
Who are arrested for they're being charged with felonies for defrauding the Larry Nasser Victims Fund out of $527,000. Seven people.
What?
I know how many.
Who are these skeeves? God.
There's just so many POSs. This is why GoFundMe is such a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, how many GoFundMe? If you guys had to guess, what percentage would you say of GoFundMes are not really what they are?
5 to 6%. Oh, no, that aren't?
That aren't.
95 to 94%.
Yeah, I've been.
I guess 50-50 at least.
Because there's a lot of time. I go on a lot of these GoFundMes because they're related to stories that we talk about. And a lot of times in the bio, it says, please don't go to this GoFundMe, or this GoFundMe because they are fake.
How do we know that's not fake?
I know, that's
that warning.
Hey, real quick, Frank Clark, by the way, he pled, so guilty to charge of disorderly conduct. So, yeah, he never committed assault, quote-unquote.
Well, just looking at what the cops said.
Fourth-degree misdemeanor. But that's what's so silly about it. He just pled it down.
Yeah. He had an injury on his nose.
Yeah.
He wouldn't elaborate on what happened.
There were witnesses.
I didn't do this stuff.
He said there was a disturbance. Currently continued discussion with Clark. Clark said, I didn't do shit to her. I didn't touch that woman. She's a woman. Yes, Clark, how this incident started.
That's a pretty good defense.
I don't know what they, women, I don't know what they do, what they go through. I don't know what she is going through. I know she is going through some crazy fits, and she may be pregnant. Based on the evidence gathered by the officer and a fellow officer arriving, they had a different assessment. They saw enough to arrest Clark at the scene over his girlfriend's objections, placing a 6'2", 277-pound Clark in handcuffs, recommending charges of two first-class misdemeanors, one for domestic violence, one for assault. Initially engaging in the front, found him down the system, intoxicated. Entered the hotel, went to a room. There was a damaged lamp on the table, a damaged lamp on the wall, and she's got a large welt on the side of her cheek. She's got marks on her neck. She had what looked like a rug burn on one thigh. We had pictures of everything based on interviews. She and Clark began to argue while lying on the bed in their room at the Maui Sands Resort. She got angry, threw a TV remote control at him. He responded by trying to restrain her on the bed. She told Curran she tried to get loose by biting his nose. Then she said he pushed her head into the bed. They got off the bed. He punched her in the face, knocking her back and breaking a lamp. She stated she threw an alarm clock at him as he prepared to leave the room.
Oh, boy.
A nice pair.
Your new nose looks great.
Her two brothers offered more. One of the brothers told police Clark drank at least a fifth of Hennessy. Brothers said they saw Clark hitting their sister. One said Clark had her against a wall, grabbing her by the throat, picking her off the ground, and slamming her down. Her view was different when a sergeant on the scene asked about the red marks on her neck, saying Clark only grabbed her shirt and she fell down to the left side of the bed. They heard screaming and yelling noises. They thought there was something going on. They opened up the door and the little kids came running out of the hotel room that Frank was in. Frank was screaming. The witness came out saying, Frank is killing our sister!
Jesus.
They go over, they knock on the door, they look inside and see this girl on the ground, unconscious. They said Frank is yelling and screaming at people. They call the front desk. The front desk, she sees the girl on the ground, the damage to the room, and that's how we end up getting called. So, yeah, glad he was able to play it down.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, Chiefs.
Yeah. Hey, it's what we've all been waiting for. It's finally here, the Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Spring Sales Event. What a great place for a sponsor. Once again.
Nothing like a sponsor to change the topic.
That, but, yeah, I mean, got to go into something. You can lease a 19 Ram Bighorn 4x4 as low as $166 a month. How about leasing a new loaded 19 Jeep Compass as low as $198 a month? Get man's a bird dog. Or if you want to move the whole family around in total luxury, lease a new 19 Chrysler Pacifica as low as $292 a month. Plus, last month's employee pricing for everyone worked out so well that Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram decided to do it again. So while supplies last, get employee pricing on all new 18 Jeep Wranglers and stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody else is doing that for you. See details and surf their massive inventory. Add deals in the D.com. And Dr. Yaldo is sponsoring the entire Red Shovel Network. He is an early adopter and a believer, and it's worked out pretty well. He's ratcheted up the lifestyle of many of our listeners with his two state-of-the-art surgeries, the custom CATS LASIK, the most advanced, where people get better than 20/20 vision, and multifocal lens implants for people 45 or older who want to get that great far vision and never need reading glasses again. Trudy loves her LASIK. Obviously doesn't need prescription glasses, but she got some great designer sunglasses from Dr. Yaldo's new optical department. Yes. And I complimented you on them before I knew they were from Dr. Yaldo.
Hey.
For the record.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
On behalf of him and me.
Yaldo says multifocal implants rid him of glasses and reading glasses. And many of you also raved about how great it was to throw the 20th century crap out in the garbage. The contacts, the glasses, all that. Make the call. Get up to half off on custom LASIK through the week if you mention Drew and Mike. So you might want to call damn soon. 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And then we're all going to boogie down, a bunch of us, the Red Shovel Network, to meet David Hall at the ballpark tomorrow to learn about the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service and also hang out with a big supporter of our show, David Hall. Hall Financial, the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance. You've heard it from our listeners, over 600 five-star reviews because they always put you first. 44-day average for a refi, 19 days if you work with Hall Financial. 72% of their business is referral, so they always appreciate it. Those of you who have done it, they appreciate the referrals to others, and they get a lot of them from real estate people because they do a great job at Hall Financial. And you can go to drewandmike.hallfg.com, or you can call 248-308-5000, or you can go to our website and click the link, fill out the online form, and they'll get back to you fast. They are always fast. You won't be disappointed with Hall Financial for a refi or to take money out of your home, whatever you want to do. NMLS number 1467435. Is it hot down here?
Eh. All right.
Not really?
Okay.
No, is it?
You know what? I'm sleeveless and I feel comfortable, so it must be hot for you.
Yeah, I
feel Mother Nature.
See, usually I'm not the hottest one, but I feel hot.
I'm sweating through my clothes.
And I mean Britney Spears
it's this damn
hot.
Climate.
That part of that story is so funny. I'm so hot, and she's topless, and she meant she was hot. That's why she didn't want to put a top on because they were begging her to put a top on.
Ooh, la, la.
Oh, just like when Pedro shaved his head because he was too hot.
Yeah.
That's right.
Same difference.
And
I was hot.
That was funny. When Larry Rudolph today is quoted as saying that she will not be doing a Vegas residency anytime soon and maybe never. And
sounds like he's looking for some leverage, though, to raise the price.
Oh, Larry.
Would you be surprised?
You know what I heard was, and I did hear some people talking about this, some different comments, was that Larry Rudolph is getting crap for, why are you pushing her so hard? She needs to get her life together. And he's saying, look, I don't care if she ever plays again. She may never play again. Because he said, I'm not going to book anything until I feel she's 100%. Yeah. And he said, that may not be ever.
No, Larry.
He said he was talking to her every day for months and setting up this thing in Vegas, which was canceled. And now he said crickets. He said he hasn't talked to her in months.
He claimed that her meds stopped working.
That's what everyone seems to be saying. But I feel like
stop taking them?
Well, both happened.
Okay.
Allegedly. Well, I mean, doesn't it seem like we're talking about an 11-year-old?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She acts like an 11-year-old.
She does. I know. I mean, but that's why this whole Free Britney.
Yeah.
I'm really tired of idiot fans, like the Michael Jackson fans. Oh, this way, these kids, they do this documentary to make money. They just want money, so they go around saying they blew Michael Jackson for 2 years. I mean, do people really want to go around saying they blew Michael Jackson and he blew them and...
It's BS. Pulled their butt
cheeks. They pulled their butt cheeks apart for him, and
God.
And his ass bled on his underwear. I mean, do people really want to make a documentary about that?
Yeah, so now that you put it that
make
way,
money
because he got paid.
No, but these fans, you know, who by the death threats, the whole thing. Nobody does a thing about it. Nobody cares. And Britney Spears, same thing. Free Britney. And Jamie Spears is this horrible person who has Britney in chains. She's ready to just take over her life and run it like a champ. No, she couldn't do anything.
No.
She was absolutely incapable of living a normal life.
Well, that's why you free her for a few months and see how it goes. On a trial.
Make sure you put a camera on that, though.
Sell it for a TV show. I'd watch it. Imagine how crazy that might be.
If they put that on pay-per-view, she could make a lot of money.
Larry Rudolph will not do that, Drew.
Yeah.
She can't perform.
Hey, did you watch the draft?
Oh my God, yeah.
Dealio last night.
I don't know why I did, but I'm glad I did.
I didn't watch it. Is that good TV?
I watched it.
Yeah.
There's that anticipation to see who gets that. But the whole thing comes down to this draft is so silly because if you get the number three pick, it's the worst thing in the world. Oh no. This sport is dumb. You get the number one pick or nothing.
Well, I mean, you do have a guy that's probably the best player coming into the draft since LeBron. So that's why there's a little bit of attention to it. Plus, one major market at a 14% chance in New York getting it. I put it on as a lark, and I, for some reason, got really hooked into it. And the first thing I did was laugh when the Cavaliers got bummed down to the fifth.
Well, you're not rooting for John Beilein.
No, I want to see what he can do with the fifth pick instead of the first. Because me, I mean, it's never been my dream to coach in the NBA, but if it was, I think I might wait till after the draft lottery.
Well, I don't know. I think John Beilein's a pretty sincere
guy. He'll be fine.
Guy.
Yeah.
No, he'll do well.
I
hope he does.
That's probably the negative about him. He's too sincere.
Yeah. I don't know. You never know how a guy's going to do in the NBA, but, he was asked about the aspects of college basketball. He was interviewed last night.
Yeah.
And if transfers and recruiting influence his decision, and he really declined to answer in full. He didn't really fully answer the question, so I'll answer for him. College basketball and college football are complete cesspools, and why anyone, especially someone as classy as he, would want to be part of that. One and dones, players who are good with high ceilings, gone after year two, year three. If they want to the draft, they can come back. If they get an agent now too, so they can hold up your scholarship for a while.
I think he legitimately liked it. When did it really change for him? Probably with the success of the players getting drafted, but I think he really liked teaching. He's always said that.
No, I think he's a sincere guy.
Yeah.
I just think it's college basketball. College sports are a cesspool. Yeah. The revenue sports are a joke.
I don't know why you wouldn't want to be a pro coach instead of a college coach if you had the chance.
You know, you got shoe companies, AAU teams, kissing 15-year-olds' asses. I don't know why. It seems like it would just be
And he's what, 66?
Despicable. Yeah, 66
so
years old.
If he works in the NBA, he's going to get a nice nest egg for retirement.
He's not going to be hurting for money.
Yeah, but this is a nice big one.
By the way,
he's not going to be hurting. He wouldn't have been hurting for money if he stayed at Michigan, though.
No, he's making $4 million or something.
Three, yeah.
The football player too. This story just cracked me up. This is how stupid it all is. This guy at Michigan, James Hudson, wanted to transfer to Cincinnati, and he said, "And I have depression issues, so I want to start over." So he sought a waiver to play right away, and they said, "No, because you didn't tell anyone at Michigan you had depression issues. So obviously you're making it up just to transfer."
Ooh.
And so this guy is all upset about it.
Oh, what? You're going to cry? No, go ahead. Cry. Let me see you cry.
He said if he had mentioned his depression issues, he would have been seen as weak.
Oh,
he was a four-star recruit.
I think that's...
Wait, so...
I found that argue on that. I thought that was as believable as the guy that said he was called the N-word and he should be allowed to transfer because there's a racist on the campus he was on.
There's one on the campus?
Well, there was
That's a good campus if there's one racist. Yeah.
They're very similar, except, though, that guy was claiming that this racist thing happened well before he transferred to Ohio State from Georgia. So, wait, he's not going to be seen as weak at Cincinnati?
But is that really a reason to transfer, to allow someone to...
Any player should be able to transfer after any year and play right away.
But they're not.
No, I know.
I would think depression would be as good a reason as one person calling him the N-word.
Meanwhile, you have the kid who wants to transfer to Virginia Tech to be closer to his dying mother. And the NCAA goes, no. Not done. You're not close enough.
He's probably not a good enough player either. it's such a pile of shit. I don't know how else to put it.
This guy did transfer to Cincinnati, right?
I think he did. I don't know.
So
I just can't play.
He just wants to play right now. Yeah. So,
Whatever. Last night I watched the Zac Efron Bundy movie. Has anybody seen it?
I've seen parts of it, a little bit of it, just a tiny bit of it.
What? You turned it on and turned it off? What happened?
Zeus
broke the TV again?
The month of Bundy's over. That's why she stopped watching.
Oh, that's right. It was over at midnight.
It should have been available.
I started watching at 11:59.
Should have been available in Bundy month for the entire month, but that's their
Bundy
mistake.
Month? What's
January
that?
Was Bundy month.
Oh, January.
They had the conversations.
Yeah.
And there was so much Bundy stuff. And he, you know, it's funny, watching the movie last night, this is so silly. I was just thinking, God, Bundy is the coolest serial killer. He's the hottest. There's so much interest in Bundy. There's endless interest in the guy. I mean, knocked up a chick on death row.
I know.
He had so many girlfriends. They were showing all the chicks that, you know, were like, I believe that. Yeah.
He's a stone-cold killer.
What I don't get, then, is if he's good-looking and he could pull chicks, why did he need to kill them?
I don't know. He's horribly miswired.
He's a brutal man.
I know.
He was done with them, Trudy.
He was crazy.
He wanted to move on.
He's bad.
But the movie on Netflix is from the viewpoint of the girl he lived with for 6 years.
Yeah, I think that's why it didn't really catch fire with me, that angle.
The one in Seattle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Daughter and everything.
They made him out to be such a wonderful stepfather type.
I know.
He was so nice to the kid. I was starting
that's
to like
creepy.
Him. As the movie went on, I was really digging Bundy. I was thinking, he's so cool. And he's hot. Zac Efron's playing him. I mean, they picked Zac Efron to play him.
I wish I had a father.
Zac Efron's hot. I was like, Bundy was that hot. He was hot. Hot as serial killer.
Chicks did dig him. I mean, who is a hotter serial killer?
Manson had a lot of
chicks. Oh, wait.
He's not as hot as
Bundy. He's not as hot.
I'm not having that.
But he had
choose Manson over Bundy?
Don't even go
there.
No,
I would not, no.
Who would you choose over Bundy, then?
Obviously, Manson's a one seat in Trudy's pool.
I think this is the reason why we were originally going to have that bracket for Trudy is
to find out.
Sarnaya?
Find out who she is, what murderer she is loving.
Why do you always want to put me in with Sarnaya?
I don't know. He seems your type. He likes to cook.
I want the Zodiac Killer. He's my type.
Zodiac Killer.
I'm going to hang out.
He looks a little wild.
Well, do the farmer's market.
Did you find Jim Morrison attractive?
Yeah, I did.
Then you like the Boston Bomber. He was compared to Morrison. He was on the cover of Rolling Stone, too.
Okay. Who's that?
Richard Ramirez.
This is Kenneth Bianchi.
The bracket's got to get put together. There's no other way to find out without putting the bracket together.
There's Ramirez. Look how hot he is. Look at that jaw, strong jaw.
Cheek over, Trudy.
Except he's a little weak. He can't stare you in the eyes there. Plus, he's got those cool tattoos on his hand.
And he injects, windshield fluid in people and stuff like that.
They're all going to have their faults.
I know, that's true.
All guys do. Oh, well, he's kind of hot. Hey. Who is that?
It's Peter Sutcliffe, the Yorkshire Ripper.
Oh, I kind of like him.
He only killed 13. Come on, Trudy.
He's a project.
There's your man.
Oh, look at him. There's a little Charlie.
Charlie plays guitar for you. He's a rock
dude.
I don't know, but he looks like...
Hey, looks like Benicio del Toro a little bit.
Yeah, he needs some...
Or Roberts, Julia Roberts' brother.
He grew his hair out and looked a little cooler.
He needs some eyebrow control.
Charles Schmid. He killed three girls.
Schmid, pass. Ugh. Okay. With the Boston Strangler...
Oh, there's your guy.
Doms!
Yeah. He wouldn't be interested in you.
No, you're right. I'm not a boy.
He'd be safe. Who's that? Yeah. Who's that?
He liked
John George
he liked
High, the acid bath killer.
Oh, you like to take baths?
I do, and I exfoliate a lot.
Just to let him draw
it for
you.
Maybe too far.
How about this sexy guy?
Nah. Oh,
Peter Manuel, the Beast of Birkinshaw.
No.
Hey, bring up who's the guy that
no
from
fun.
Nebraska?
No Gacy either, by the way. No Gacy.
Who's the guy from Nebraska that he and his little
BTK?
High school girlfriend went on that binge around the country, that crime spree?
The Californication, or was it California? Or was
No, it was Natural Born Killers.
Natural Born
Stein?
Killers.
Stein?
Oh.
His name.
Woody Harrelson. Isn't that?
Yeah, that's who played him. It's Charles somebody.
Charles Starkweather?
Charles Starkweather.
Bring up Starkweather. I think Trudy might dig him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. This guy might be at least
who
a
played
two
him again? Woody Harrelson?
Woody Harrelson.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, I don't know. He's got a crazy look on his face.
That's not a good picture of him. Get a better picture, Brandon.
Oh, boy.
That's he's older there. Oh, he's like 100 years old there. he's not as hot as I thought. Okay, I'd say he's like a 4C.
Well, how about the In Cold Blood murderers that...
Who's that guy?
Oh, Truman Capote?
Yeah, but who's the actor that killed
Robert
his
Blake.
Wife? Yeah, Robert Blake. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kind of hot.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
Probably find those guys.
Hey, here's a picture. What do
maybe
you think?
I could go...
Richard Hickcock.
Hickcock?
Dick Hickcock.
See, he looks a little James Dean-ish there.
He kind of does. Wow, his hair is nutty.
Looks like Boz.
I bet he gets...
Like Boz.
Does he look like Boz?
He looks like Boz.
He looks like Tweeter from Varsity Blues.
He looks like he'd kill you if you ran your fingers through his hair, so... Quaffed.
Here's Richard Hickcock.
Down. Oh, Hickcock's not cool.
Come on. I think Blake played the other guy though, Perry Smith.
Could I take like one half of a killing duo? Like
yeah, why not?
Like Clyde from Bonnie and Clyde.
Let's see, what's the real Clyde look like?
Oh geez.
Really
Warren
that...
Beatty?
I love that. No, we've now based them on the movie actors.
There's the famous picture where he's holding her up. He's so tall.
Weren't they really tiny?
Yeah,
oh, I thought he was tall.
No, they were both like 4 foot tall.
Yeah, they were
tiny. Oh, maybe
tiny
she
people.
Was so little.
Yeah, she was tiny.
Like...
I would like that because I had to push her out.
Bonnie had a banging body.
Can we include people like dictators like Hitler or Saddam? I mean, they're murderers. Do we include them or is it just American serial murderers?
Hitler had, I think he had some problems with, you know, like sexual activity. So
yes, you're right.
He'd
he only had
bummer.
One wall.
He did.
He'd be a bummer.
He liked to party, though.
He liked his drugs.
He liked uppers.
I was going to say they have to commit the murder by their own hand, but that keeps Manson out, so that's not good. I know Trudy's into Manson.
Yeah. We'll use our own discretion. We'll put together
we'll
a bracket.
We'll find you a nice little murderer.
Thank you. Man, how long do I have to wait?
Somebody you can grow old with till they kill you. What about Whitey Bulger? Does he count?
Bulger's dead now. He can't.
Well, but he's not. I mean, so is Manson.
I didn't think he was very
what about
hot.
Paul Bernardo from Canada?
Oh,
yeah. Trudy might dig him. He's hot. He thinks he's hot.
Yeah.
Those baby blues.
Oh, he shaved his head?
He's not looking too good now.
No. God, he looks like...
He looks weird with a shaved head. Who? Who, what?
Billy Corgan.
Billy Corgan.
William Patrick Corgan.
Yeah, there he is in his hotter days.
Yeah, he was good there. I kind of like him in that moment.
He might win.
What about, I can't think of their names. The two guys who killed the one guy's family, and they killed him nude because they couldn't figure out, how did they get any blood on their clothes? And they were nude when he murdered him with a baseball bat.
Stephen Avery.
Stephen
Avery. And they
Ren
went.
And Dassey.
They 3 days later, they moved to Canada.
I don't know this
and
story
the guy missed
at
a,
all.
It was on the, it's a pretty well-known story. And the Canada ran a sting on them where they befriended the Canadian mafia. One of them befriended the Canadian mafia. And they eventually, after a while, they go, by the way, we know you've been in some trouble and you just got to tell us what you did. Mm. And we'll help get you out of it because we understand the cops have some stuff.
Oh, really?
Oh, and
so the guy
that?
Admitted that he killed this guy's family while this guy was there.
Huh.
And they ended up convicting him in America, based on that evidence. And they and a lot of people feel like, no, that's bullshit.
Really?
They were trapped.
I don't know that story at all.
Even if they did it, I don't care. They were trapped. That's how I took it.
Trudy, how about Scott Peterson?
There you go.
Oh.
You know, he had his way with the ladies. A little bit of a liar and murderer.
Yeah, but if he's a murderer, what does it matter if he's a liar? Big, like, I'm going to break up with him because he's a liar if he's a murderer.
He was a big, he's big with flowers, and he likes was well-dressed. Yeah. He liked, yeah,
very romantic.
He just does not like you knocked up. If you get knocked up, you're in trouble with him. But
well, that's good.
I got
He'll be extra cautious.
It's the Atif Raffi guy. That's who you're talking about.
Yeah, I was thinking Trudy might dig him. Check him out, Trudy. He looks dangerous.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's fun. Yeah, he looks
He's
like
short, though.
Here's his partner, Sebastian.
Ooh, Sebastian has a very long neck.
How about that was when they were young.
He's all neck.
How about that one guy, O.J. Simpson?
Juice?
He's still hot. O.J. looks good. Last time I saw him, I was like, yeah, he looks pretty damn good for slow, however old he is.
I didn't do this stuff.
Chicks really flock to him. They I don't know. Might be something.
He's so likable. When he's not mad at you, he's really nice.
I got another one. Urine Vandersloot.
Oh, yeah. Urine. I can't date a guy named Urine.
I turned off 48 Hours 2 weeks ago because that Tacopino lawyer was on there, and I just didn't want to do. Remember Joe Tacchi, who represented Vanderson? I'm like, I don't want to watch this because I don't want to hear him talk.
Really?
Yeah, I turned it off. Plus, I wasn't paying enough attention. I was lost.
You know what was weird about Vandersloot was I don't know why I think this. And actually watching 90 Day Fiancé?
He killed two people, not just Natalie Holloway.
Love After Lockup. After watching Love After Lockup,
I
have this crazy thing that I do where I think, oh, this guy will get out. He's got a chance. He'll clean himself up. I don't know that this couple really makes sense, but and then they don't. They're miswired. I mean, these people, they've been in prison. They're having this. Yeah. The chicks are all scamming the guys. The guys are all scamming the chicks. They get out and they're like, I need some time to party and loose. I've been locked up in this cell for 8 years. I need some time to myself. And they don't want to work. And
they don't want to be locked down.
And Vandersloot, I really thought, you know, I really think he got away with killing this girl. But I just figured he's not going to kill anybody else, is he? And he does.
He did.
He killed that girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was, I don't know why that surprised me so much. And he was so much worse at covering it up than he was the girl in the spring break.
Probably because he thought he got away with the Natalie Holloway one. He would just get away again because he's rich and had a good lawyer.
And he was completely caught on video.
Yeah, no, he murdered in the hotel room and then he walked out.
Did you know?
I think he checked in with her, didn't he?
Yes, he checked in, and there's video of
and it's like,
of them,
I didn't do it.
Video of the two of them going in, and then 2 hours later, he leaves, and that's it. The next time anybody entered the room was when the police did. He's currently incarcerated, but he is married. Here's his wife, and here's his baby. He gets regular conjugal visits.
Oh, wow, what a nice family.
He had a
They're
baby.
Like the Bundys.
He could do better.
Aw, that baby should marry Bundy's baby.
Like to make a real
killer baby,
real murderer.
I'm actually
see what happens.
Great idea, yeah, just to see what happens.
I'm flabbergasted by that because somewhere out there is Bundy's daughter, and she's probably hot. And somebody doesn't know that they're nailing Bundy's daughter.
Oh, for sure, yeah, yeah. And
that demon seed is could
right.
be, is alive and well.
Wait, does she?
She's
know?
Really charming.
Does she know that she's
her
Bundy's
mom?
Her mother,
you know,
her mother was nailing him on death row.
Yeah, and her mom.
Well, then she should disclose that.
Oh, she'll definitely know because if this daughter ever watches any of these Bundy tapes, they go, oh, that's my mom.
Why aren't there disclosure laws when you sleep with someone? Shouldn't there be some disclosure laws?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a psycho, shouldn't the guy know that?
Only if they, and then they'll have you sign an NDA, non-disclosure immediately
non-disclosure.
After. Yeah. While you're refracting. I'll disclose this, but then you got to sign this. You should know something about the other person.
Yeah, you really should.
I mean,
there are some things that
dating
really,
is about.
Some things really should be disclosed.
You should genuinely give it out, not have
all
to.
All tattoos.
Well, what's the fun in that? Then you can't find them.
Wait, would you be put off if you found one then?
Well, the person's not naked yet, so you know they could have just they could have somebody's initials right above.
How about most recent interaction with a previous partner?
That yes,
if,
I mean, that's
if
valuable
under
for both parties.
If under what a month a week.
Wait, yeah. What's
also
your
the
cutoff?
Oldest and youngest person you've slept with.
Well,
that should be revealed.
That's fun.
I know exactly.
That's just a conversation starter over dinner.
Hmm.
And before you get mixed up, just be nice to know. So then you can't blame anybody else. Well, she didn't tell me she had an 80-year-old boyfriend 2 weeks ago.
An 80-year-old boyfriend.
What's the harm in that?
Well, she's only 25.
She didn't tell me she slept with her 14-year-old student. I mean, Jesus.
You're allergic to dust.
Well, it was disclosed to me, and I thought, you know, it was just a thing, one-time thing.
It might make it somewhat awkward, though, because if they disclose, you know, something, and you're like, oh, wow, that's a deal breaker. Well, is that how that goes?
But you're saving each other a lot of time.
But after a while, the person goes, eh, I understand. That 80-year-old boyfriend, that was really dumb.
No guy would care.
A.K.A. Little Miss Slut.
If she's hot, she would overcome it.
That gay affair with my first cousin, I know. I wish they had these disclosure laws.
But, you know, you
screwed me out of so much action.
You're still hot, though.
Yeah, if you change your mind, I mean, you know everything. I'll tell you more.
How ridiculous.
So I'm watching the news at noon, and I was talking about the Zac Efron movie, and it reminded me, there's a movie coming out about John DeLorean.
I know.
Starring Alec Baldwin as DeLorean. And at first I was like, Alec Baldwin, he's pretty good. And then they showed Alec Baldwin in a scene. It was like, wow, he kind of looks like DeLorean. They got the eyebrows right. You know, DeLorean had the crazy eyebrows.
Yeah.
And Alec Baldwin looks like a credible John DeLorean. I wonder if he didn't even lose some weight. He looked, it was on the new news today on Channel 7.
Well, it's called Framing John DeLorean, too. So the presumption is that he didn't do it?
Well, he was acquitted because, and let me just briefly tell the story. John DeLorean was a superstar at General Motors.
Yeah.
He oversaw the GTO.
Oh, my God.
I know, Trudy. How can you not dig that?
I do. Like
the what do they call them? Not power cars. The
muscle cars.
Muscle cars. Yeah, the muscle sports cars. The Firebird.
The Grand Prix.
The Vega. Things were going downhill.
I don't know if the people liked the Vega, though, you know? There are a lot of people who like soup their Vegas.
I just see GTO at the beginning and Vega at the end, and then DeLorean, which DeLorean, a lot of people still think it's a cool car.
I think it's pretty neat.
It was originally...
Have you ever seen this much muscle in a man?
It was originally... I think DeLorean was a victim of the times because he started designing the DeLorean with the gull wing doors, you know, which is really its most defining thing. Also, it was a
stainless steel.
Stainless steel, outer body. It was not painted.
I know. Yeah. That was
which
cool.
Which is really weird. Now, some people did paint them, I guess, but it had a fiberglass body structure. It had the engine in the back. It was in Back to the Future in 85.
Right.
The plant only
ran. Flux capacitor.
They had a plant in Northern Ireland, and the Irish government, Ireland, I think, granted him $100 million to put the plant there.
Really?
And he was in need of money. And unemployment was horrible at the time. So people lined up around blocks and blocks to get those jobs, and they were good paying jobs. However, it just seemed that somehow this was beyond John DeLorean. Either that or he just didn't have enough money. And I think also the fact that the economy was just terrible at the time. And also the car was considered a disappointment in terms of performance because it was a V6. Remember when Firebirds and Camaros went V6 and was like,
no one wants that.
The same car.
All right, grandma's car.
So then there were a lot of issues. Originally, it was supposed to be a $12,000 car. And somehow, by the time it was produced, it was a $25,000 instead of the DMC-12, it was the $25,000 DeLorean sports car.
Wow.
And they only produced 9,000 between January 81 and December of 82. 6,000 still exist. I guess they're valuable. And there's a company in Texas that's building 300 replicas.
Remember we had a guy come by when, I think it might have been when Mel came by with the Monkey Mobile, and he had his DeLorean.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is a cool car. I can't, you know. So when I remember it from being a kid, and then I got it, this car's kind of dumpy.
It really didn't look that...
When I was inside, it was kind of dumpy.
Cars don't age well.
I didn't think it was that cool, to be honest. I thought, you know, the gull wing doors are great. And
stainless steel looks cool.
I mean, it had some really cool elements to it. I just feel like he didn't finish that car, or it needed more.
It does look unfinished.
It's just forever attached to Back to the Future now.
That's true, which isn't bad necessarily. If they were still producing it, probably would have helped.
I mean, the styling was great. It was a really great concept, and it was a good-looking car.
it was at the time, I think it was extremely cool. And now people look back on it fondly. And there are these cars, and there are car shows all the time. In fact, there was one at the screening at the, I forget where they had the screening. It was on the new news. But anyway, DeLorean was born in Detroit. I didn't realize he was a Detroiter. He went to Lawrence Tech.
Yeah. Huh.
And Detroit College of Law, Ross School of Business.
Wow.
And if you remember, he married, remember Christina Farrar?
Yes.
I think he married because it was close to Ferrari. That's my theory.
He thought it was Ferrari.
She was the host of Good Morning LA, and she was super hot.
Yeah.
And so I remember when the car was coming out, I was like, wow, John Lurie, this new sports car, super hot wife. And I just thought, what a cool dude. I mean, he seemed, and he had, of course, had these success stories at GM. And he also was married to Kelly Harmon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, before Christine.
Wow, all models.
Christina. All yeah, he was married to two other women, too, and I think they were hot, too. So, you know, this guy was sort of the golden child or the golden boy, and then and he was the youngest executive at GM to oversee projects like he did, the GTO. Yeah. I think he was, you know, in his 30s.
Is Kelly Harmon the one that did the Riff mouth commercial?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I think that was her. That's her, isn't it?
I thought it was. I thought it was a Harmon, Mark Harmon related.
His sister, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was smoking hot.
That's a great ad.
I mean, DeLorean, by the way, he thought he was hot. I don't think he was that hot, but he definitely thought he was hot. And that's his biggest crime to me.
Christine Ferrer, not that hot. I'm looking at pictures of her. She was okay.
Well,
oh, there's Kelly. She was hot, Kelly Harmon.
5 after 7 on Riff. This is JJ in the morning.
By the way, I don't think this commercial is as cool as people
really.
I thought it was good. But...
I'm Karen Sibelli.
And here's a lip syncing.
You have a remarkable mouth.
WRIF is a remarkable radio station.
Is that the? Is that the progenitor of, but you have a pretty mouth.
Ew.
That's kind of sounded very creepy in the context of now, but.
I thought Christina was hot.
She's okay.
I don't know. What year are you looking at a picture of her in?
all over the place.
Really?
Oh. Well, here's a younger one.
I thought she was hot.
In an ad for Max Factor.
She was a big. Okay. She was a TV host.
I mean, DeLorean's so hot, he could do better.
He probably could have. But anyway, in 82, this plant, I mean, this car was a financial debacle. It was supposed to be a $12,000 car. It ends up being $25,000. And the second year was up to $29,000. And I think the third year they're going to produce it was going to be $34,000, which was a ton of money in 83. And so he desperately needed money to keep this factory running. And what happened was, at the time, we were led to believe that he sought out this giant cocaine deal to make a few million dollars. I think it was $17 million he needed.
To keep the car going.
Yeah, to keep the car company going in Northern Ireland. And the FBI knew about it, and they stung him. And, you know, he opens the briefcase, there's all this blow in there, and he's like, it's good as gold. I think that was the quote.
It was good blow, man.
And...
Really?
He got busted on the spot, handcuffed, and it was like, oh, my God, John DeLorean, the superstar GM guy, is a blowhead? I mean, he wasn't a blowhead. He wanted to sell it, and he was, I mean, they thought he was going away for a long time, distribution, the whole deal, and he was acquitted because, of course, he had fancy schmancy lawyers, and they claimed entrapment, and it turned out, the truth of the matter was, it was a former neighbor who knew he needed money who approached him, and he was an FBI informant.
Oh.
And so they were able to make the entrapment thing go, which I thought was a little, I don't know.
It's like the cocaine island.
Yeah. But anyway, when he was acquitted, of course, like, are you going to go back to manufacturing cars? And he had a famous quote. I think it was on all the newscasts. He said, would you buy a used car from this man?
Even no matter how hot he is?
But he did, and Christine Farrar dumped him, and then he tried to resurrect his car company, and he was designing cars, I guess, until his death. He wasn't able to do it, but he sold high-end watches. I guess there's a DeLorean watch.
Really?
Can somebody bring that up, Brandon? Yeah. I want to see I want a DeLorean watch.
He also used to own Bedminster, which someone else owns now, and made it into a golf course.
He did?
Yeah, Trump bought it from him.
Is that a cool watch? I don't know if that's as cool as I thought it would be.
Well, it's got the DMC for DeLorean Motor Company. Oh. So... Well, that one's cool. Oh, and it's got the goings on the back.
What?
Oh, I want that one.
Oh, that is kind of cool.
And it's on dudeiwantthat.com. How appropriate.
What do they charge for those?
Let's find it. $300
There's multiple. Let's see.
Wait, there's a Lego watch?
That one's 17,000.
Wait, go up, though. What's that flex capacitor replica? Yeah, is that a DeLorean watch?
This one.
Oh, get out of here.
It's just the flux capacitor.
Dumb.
And people buy this to put in the DeLoreans that they have.
Fun fact, DeLorean on his tombstone has the car with the wings open.
I really thought that thing was cool, I guess.
Why wouldn't he have? Why wouldn't he have his GTO?
It was kind of a monumental failure.
No, but
so
if
why not have the GTO?
I agree.
Firebird.
Oh, the Firebird. Yeah, I love Firebirds. Yeah.
Hell, the Vega.
He also patented monorail transport. A certain kind of monorail transport.
Oh, he was so ahead of his time.
Yeah, he was a really sharp guy.
Wait, that takes him down a notch. A monorail.
Why? Oh, monorail's cool.
At the time,
monorails are not cool. They go in one direction. What if you want to go the other way?
It goes to the station and turns around.
No, it doesn't.
You've got
to go the whole way around, just like the people mover.
He was a very industrious guy. He was a very creative guy. I mean, he did design a lot of stuff. He did some other stuff, too. But the really interesting thing as I was reading about him today, because I was excited about the movie.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Was that one of his very last interviews, he predicted the demise of GM, and people were like, John DeLorean predicted the demise of GM. And GM, of course, did go bankrupt just 3 or 4 years later. And he said they had too many bean counters, too many managers, and not enough engineers.
That's right, isn't he?
I think he may have been onto something.
Yeah.
I don't know. He might have just been lucky, too.
I mean, cool car designs, better than bean counters any day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he did know how to design a car. Zod Ford and Holly is, speaking of cars, conducting a very unique VIP key for key exchange. And during this, you can exchange your current vehicle for a brand new 2019 Ford without spending a dime out of your pocket. Their goal is to match or lower your monthly payment. Zod Ford's managers have been authorized, and I don't know if Gary is in this category or not. He may be. He may be authorized to assist you in terminating the remainder of your loan or lease, no matter what you owe. Any of Maz and Gary getting together?
Just take your car and get out of here.
Because
there's Tom.
Anthony was out for lunch or something, so they decided to price a car. I don't know. That didn't sound good.
Anthony was too backed up dealing with other customers.
This event will feature a straight VIP key for key exchange. We should probably speculate that outside of the commercial, I guess. You give Zod Ford the keys to your current vehicle, and they will give you the keys to a brand new 2019 Ford. Maz hasn't followed up with me, by the way, on that guy's Champions Club tickets.
Oh, really? I'm shocked. Tom has not followed up with you?
I would have thought that would have. There was something he followed up on very quickly this week, though, I do want to say. And
did it benefit him?
And people are really on his ass about answering their emails when they email him. So it may. He was suggesting that this may have had a purpose in the long haul.
Give me your manliest car.
Give Zod Ford the keys to your current vehicle. They'll give you the keys to a brand new 2019 Ford. No hassles, no gimmicks. Just go see Maz or Gary, whether he's a manager or not. He's Maz's personal sales manager, or any of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County. Tell him Drew and Mike sent you. And Trudy, what is going on with Dr. Roche?
Well, the month of May is Mommy Month.
Mommy Month?
Yeah, Make Your Mommy Hotter Month. Mommy makeovers for the entire month of May at Dr. Roche's offices. HD Lipo Body Tight for body, arms, face, neck. Just a small incision, like a needle, and that's all it takes. Minimally invasive.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Mommy.
Dramatic effects. Brazilian butt lifts for sculpting a rounder, fuller behind.
What mom wouldn't want that?
I know. Use your own tissue to enlarge and refine the shape of your booty. Breast lifts, Dr. Roche defies time and gravity by releasing or reversing the sagging and downward trend of the breast.
Oof.
By way of augmentation, with an implant or body tight or fat transfer, reshapes the cleavage and puts it back where it belongs.
And by the end of it, all your friends will be saying,
dude, your mom is hot.
Yeah. And, also Diva with free G-shots.
Nice. Do it.
All procedures are on special for the month of May, including Botox eyelid lifts, which Dr. Roche tells me is one of the simplest procedures, and it makes a dramatic effect on your face. Yeah. If you have that, you know, like overhanging eyelid thing,
I think I need that.
Easy.
Oh,
yeah. So quick. And some of that, you know, like if your sight is impaired, buy it.
So I can be like this.
Yeah, it's covered by insurance
company. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Morpheus 8 for stretch marks, and everything's on special. Gift cards are still available. 248-338-1110, DROCHE.com to see and read about all of their beautifying procedures. So
boobies.
There. boobies too.
Look, yeah, boobs, always boobs. Boobs, anytime, boobs. Luke texted me something today about retirement, and doggone it.
I got an email from him about that.
Oh, it's an email. That's probably why I can't find
it. It's gone. Just don't worry about it.
Are you talking about volatility in retirement?
Yes.
One of his articles that we all got?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yours was personalized to you. It's a good article.
My intent is to help you get through retirement, not just to retirement. 2 decades ago, you retired, take your lump sum retirement plan, shop around to banks for the highest CD rate. That is true. When interest rates were high, in order to kick off the interest needed for your retirement income, with CD rates about a fourth of what they were 20 years ago. Are they even a fourth of what they were?
I couldn't even tell you what CD rate is right now. 1%?
Didn't passbooks used to be like 4.25% or something? I'm talking about in the dark ages.
Passbooks?
Yeah, passbooks.
Savings.
People had I know.
Passbooks?
What is a passbook savings account?
I don't even remember that
term. Isn't it like 0.2% now?
It's insane. Money markets are like that. Yeah. Why would it? By the way, remember when money markets were popular?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got some money markets. I remember there was a bank. I'm not joking. They raised their money market to like 10.5% for a month just to get you in that bank.
Yeah.
But other people were paying like 8% at the time.
Oh.
I think. It was crazy high.
Wow.
And so anyway, yeah, interest rates are horrific. So you have to have 4 times as much in your retirement accounts in order to have this risk-free retirement or assume some risk and volatility in your retirement accounts. And that's what I noticed people are doing. They are assuming some risk with their investments, even in retirement, because it's harder to generate income depending on what your lifestyle is. Rocky markets are not bad things, as always. Please reach out with any questions or concerns to Luke Nowacki. And if you want to discuss any of this for the first time, consultation always available for you with Luke and his crew at 248-663-4748 or email at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Everybody's got different questions. There are no bad questions. Security Investment Advisory Services are through Rollins Associates Corporate, member FINRA SIPC. Rollins Associates Corporate is separately owned other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here, independent of Royal Alliance Associates. And sometimes the question is, why can't I save any bleeping money, Luke? Here's what I spend on. And what he'll do is he'll take you through your... Yeah, try and see what
he can do. The national average for a savings account is 0.1%, checking 0.08, one-year CD 0.88.
I want to start a new account, and that's the way it is.
It's not very good.
It's not too cool.
No.
Did what happened last week with the tariffs and the stock market hurt everybody?
It's been a blast. Stock market's been a ride.
I think we lost $1 trillion in one day. But then we got a half a trillion back the next day.
It was up again today.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Based on what?
$7 trillion.
That much?
Based on everything that was lost. Time
really?
To buy it.
So are we back to what's the market at now?
The Dow?
Mm-hmm.
25.6.
So still down a little bit, but.
Up 100, up 200, up 1,000, up 150, up 90, up 63. I said, good, better.
Here's why. Because it was down earlier today, but it went back up because Trump delayed auto tariffs. So thank you for that.
Great investment. Great. A lot of death and blood and money.
The market was at 21-something, I think, in December at its low. So, I mean, generally speaking, it's done pretty well lately. But it was doing even better, and hopefully it will come back. But Luke likes those rocky markets.
Hey, I got a shout-out.
A what?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I got a
what?
Shout out
oh, this
today.
One's legit.
I do have to give a shout-out. We received a box today, and in that box...
What's in the box?
It was
it Gwyneth Paltrow's head?
Complete restock of The Green Room.
What?
Yes.
What? Wow.
Who's this from?
This is from
Green Room, what?
Steve Thomas, the Michigan Humane Society assistant manager and a Drew and Mike podcast fan.
Really?
Very nice letter.
He brought this in with a little note that said, condolences to Brandon and his family. Rest in peace, little Bill. So that was very nice. Thank you, Steve.
And
thank you,
P.S.,
Steve.
Mags needs to lose weight. I think he wrote on the back. Right?
He
did he really?
No,
he said we're all worried about Mags over there.
No, he did not. But we really appreciate the stocking of The Green Room.
I do.
It was very thoughtful.
Oh, what's in there?
Steve,
I haven't even looked.
It's right next to Zoom.
Funyuns. Do you like Funyuns?
They're okay, yeah.
Some nuts and some cookies and some
chocolate?
Jerky.
No, there's no chocolate.
Okay. Cookies. Trudy would be eating chocolate.
Do you have
because
it?
Because I go straight for the chocolate first.
Do you have the box? You just dump it in front of Drew. Let him see. Let him scare. Oh, there's some big.
What's in the box?
There's a nice beef stick for you,
what's
Drew.
What's in the fucking box?
I definitely want some of Grandma's mini sandwich creams.
I'll bring the cookies.
That sounds gross.
These used to be in the vending machine. No, they're good.
No, I know, but Grandma's
put that cookie down now.
I don't think Grandma's helping. Well, I don't know. Maybe some people.
I want to see this.
Who
Grandma
told you can eat my cookies?
What?
That reminds me.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
I've become a big
fan of Steve.
The SPCA and these people who round up the stray dogs in Detroit and all these nice people who love dogs. I love the work they do. And, God, if you ever go in those places, and you know that the poor dogs are in cages, and you know they've got, how many days do they have?
I know.
And they just look so sweet. It's, oh, boy, that's got to be hard work. But very satisfying, too, when you find somebody at home. And you know how much people love dogs, and they'll love their dog.
Kitty cats, too.
Cats, yeah. Too. There are too many cats, too. But what I was going to mention was how many people see me when I'm walking the dogs. And first of all, a lot more people than I would realize around here know my dogs.
Really?
Yeah, either from Riff or from this or, you know, whatever. I don't know. But and strangers, too. And there's always this puzzlement about... is that the dad and that's the pup? And you know, because Mags is big. And I really,
the
I know,
dad.
This is a really a stretch. I shouldn't even say this, but I feel like I understand how people feel when they have a child that's overweight, how hard that must be. Because, yes. I mean, I feel bad. It's like, you know, I sort of start rolling my eyes like, oh, please don't say anything. I mean, as if Mags is going to react to it. But
you can hear that.
You know, people, it's just, and sometimes people too, when you're, if you're just walking through a crowd and people just say the rudest things, it's like, it's Meg. Say that.
You should get him one of those little voice boxes so he can respond.
Like rough, rough. I'm standing here.
You haven't filled up my food bowl.
Right here. Hell yeah.
He was showing some Farley like or Belushi like athletic ability
oh,
the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Went after a big old dog.
Did he? Whoa. Got into him. Man, he's feeling good these days.
He's doing better. He's acting more like a dog on walks. You know, he's starting to smell.
I like the stairs. They're fun.
Chatty McGee.
Every walk Layla goes on is an adventure. She wants to smell everything. Oh, she wants to pee in every yard. And Mag's tended to, which is walk right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as he's getting a little better shape with the two-a-days, he's starting to venture into the yard.
Yeah.
And he's back to peeing in the same place every day.
Wow.
I think he's a little OCD. But it's fun. It's amazing. Ever as I get close, he wanders into the yard, and then he wanders to the tree, and then a little plants in the tree, and then stops, pees, moves on.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about that plant. But
he picks a fight. That's I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
It's my boy.
Rob Walchick was here today, as I mentioned earlier, and Fox 2 is playing Channel 4 in basketball, as they do every year.
Hmm. Wait. Where's Channel 7 in this? I don't know.
It's always been 2 against 4, hasn't it? They've done this for years.
Yeah.
Because they always show highlights, which is always fun to see, you know, people you watch on TV playing hoops.
He mentioned Channel 7 during ML's...
so you have to listen
during
to...
During ML's podcast.
That fucking highlight, though.
I'll paraphrase what Rob said. He said, well, we don't want them because they'd be too good because they're all young people over there since they blew everybody else out.
Oh.
No, it's always been 2 and 4.
The game is this Saturday at noon at Hope United Methodist Church. That's one of those big old churches on Northwestern Highway in Southfield.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Is that the one with the big slanted roof?
I was thinking it was that one, but I don't know offhand. It's. I think it's right along there on the access drive, though.
Yeah. What's the name? It's on Losser.
It's near the old Riff.
What's the name of it?
It's not on Losser.
Oh, it's not?
It's on Northwestern. Because I said, on Northwestern Highway. Rob said, I was thinking it was on Losser. No, it says here, 26275 Northwestern Highway in Southfield.
Yeah, it's basically on the corner of Losser and Civic Center Drive.
Is it the one with the big...
Oh, wait, Losser and Civic Center? That's not where I was thinking.
Oh, no, it's on the other side of the highway.
Are you sure about that, Brandon?
Nice. Looking at a map.
Well, it's just put 26275 Northwestern Highway. Go to Fox 2's website. They'll give you all.
In your navigation.
They're raising money for Camp Hope. I think they asked for a $5 donation. And while Rob was here, I don't know what compelled me to do this, but I asked about, hey, what's the old Survivor guy doing these days? Mike Scoopin?
Yeah.
Because he was thrown in the Hall of Shame. Mm-hmm. And he had this pay it forward thing,
yeah,
which was a Ponzi scheme. Yeah. He was defrauding people out of money. And, you know, honestly, I would have never dreamed that guy was as bad a guy as he was. They busted him for child porn. Mm-hmm. And he tried to say, it wasn't me, you know, because there are other people in the house, which I love when people do that and suggest that their wife is looking at child porn or their kids are looking at child porn. Yeah. But yeah.
My brother just had a case exactly like that.
Your brother looked at
was looking at child porn?
No. He's a prosecutor.
And shared it with
But
you.
They had someone who tried to throw everybody else in the house under the bus, claim it was them.
Great lawyer.
Yeah, maybe.
So, yeah.
I think it happens a lot, though, is the point.
No one was in the house when they knew he was looking at child porn.
Well, then
he was the only one in the house. Everyone had left the house, and they busted him. And I thought, and if you remember, Rob busted him. He got to talk to him at court because he wouldn't come out of his house. And then Scoopin didn't. As he's about to get in his car, Rob points out that, oh, you get in your car. You didn't even have a driver's license.
So he walked.
And I guess he walked home to Walled Lake or wherever he lived.
Oh, yeah.
From, I forgot where the court was, but it wasn't anywhere near Walled Lake.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was very funny. And Scoopin was such a cocky ass mm-hmm. in the whole thing. Because Rob was...
Hey, he was on TV.
Rob was asking him about the Ponzi scheme, the pay it forward. And Scoopin was saying, well, you don't do your homework. Apparently, you didn't read it. And he's like, no, well, explain it to me then. And Scoopin wouldn't do it, even though he'd been charged. I mean, he was just lame. And he surprised me because he seemed like such a good guy in Survivor.
Weren't you a loser on Survivor? And now you're using whatever fame you got from Survivor to try to rook people into your investment deal so you can make money, so you can survive.
This is going to look so good for you because you get another fake news story. Which
what
fake
news? About it?
He coined fake
Scoopin
news.
Cracked when I confronted him.
I've seen you, Rob. You're going to keep walking and you're going to keep filming, and this is great.
But that was nothing because a few days after my story, the Attorney General's office raided Scoopin's White Lake house, seizing computers.
Ah!
With the child porn
really,
charge.
The word, I think one of the greatest of all terms I've come up with is fake. I guess other people have used it perhaps over the years, but I've never noticed it.
Yeah, Michael Scoopin used it.
Wow. Anyway, okay, with the fraud, the Ponzi scheme, the child porn, there were also, I think it was a bankruptcy. It was a real big mess. I thought he was going away for a while.
Yeah.
He's out.
Mm-hmm. Really?
He's out. Yep. And he's not Mike Scoopin anymore.
Oh, he changed his name?
Yeah, he changed his
name.
What
is it?
Is
it Jeff Stone?
No.
I just assume everyone changes their name to Jeff Stone.
That was really funny. That was so silly. What's his name? Jeff Galooly?
Yeah.
Is he back? I guess Galooly?
It looks like he's going by Mike Wertheimer.
Wertheimer?
Really?
Yeah. He married someone named Wertheimer.
Oh, so he just took her name.
Yeah. And
so what's Wertheimer doing now?
Well, it looks like he's really into his wife. She's pretty, by the way.
She's cute.
How do you know? You see her?
On the Facebook page, which I didn't know he was supposed to be on the computer anymore.
Well, maybe he's done. He paid his debt.
So if you look at
I think he's off probation.
Look at child porn and you serve your time, you can just jump right back onto Facebook.
Man, that's too tempting.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, it'd be too easy to get back to it. But you're an alcoholic. You don't have a glass of wine, right? Or do you?
No,
and
no.
No.
I don't know. He looks real happy.
Oh, wow.
He's got a bunch of kids.
Yeah, I know. That's him, right, Trudy? Oh, yeah, that's him.
Something is so fucked up in your head if you want to look at images like that.
I agree. That's why, first of all, I would have thought that he would have been in longer. I wouldn't think he'd be on the computer, but I think he can legally do that. I think Rob said he was off probation. But
is he going to be on Survivor?
I don't think he'll be on Survivor.
What?
And it is interesting that he took her name. And, yeah. I would think that would be so hard. I would think when you came out of prison and meet somebody, yeah, I was on Survivor. You know, I fell in the fire and burned my hands, and I was kind of a hero. I was running the show. I was probably winning the show, and then I got taken off. Wasn't he on All Stars too?
Yeah.
Well, he did the Philippines where he was the co-runner up, but the first time he was on, he got like 11th place.
Yeah, because he fell
in the fire. He had to be airlifted out. But he was rocking it, and then he was doing public speaking, and everything was going great, and then all of a sudden, he starts this pay it forward thing, and there were a lot of people saying that, hey, I didn't get my money back from Mike Scoopin, or, you know, people were complaining about him. And then I think it was Rob that took the thing to the attorney general. And they said, no, this isn't registered. And because he said it was registered with the attorney general. So Rob went to the attorney general and found it wasn't. And that's where it started. Rob tattled on him. So he's not a big fan of Rob.
I was talking to Rob a little bit, too, about his early, because, you know, he used to do radio.
Yeah.
And then he did sports radio. And I was asking why he got into TV and if the Hall of Shame was like that. Was that his idea? And it was like, he told me the story of his first Hall of Shame. And it really, I think, has formed Rob into what he is today, because the guy, he, in Rob's words, said that he owned him, because he's like, no, the thing you're talking about is actually in their lease. He just didn't have the homework.
Ooh.
And now you fast forward to when Scoop in, he's like, you didn't do your homework. He's like, oh, yeah, I have. Because he never gets busted. Now he's got it all front and back.
No, he always has his homework done. It's a lot of work. Those stories are a lot of work, but they're great.
Oh, and
when they air,
they're fantastic.
Yeah, they're can't miss TV.
And he should have another one maybe on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yes, he said Tuesday on Fox 2. So yesterday, or a couple days ago, maybe it was the end of last week, I was talking about Howard Stern's new book, because, first of all, I'm sure it'll probably be number one on the New York Times bestseller list,
yeah.
Although you can manipulate the New York Times bestseller list, I learned by listening to a podcast. Yeah. Somebody got a very high ranking. I think they were top 10. Because what they did, it was someone's first book. And people were like, wow, where'd that book come from? And so this guy who was learning how people manipulate podcasts by opening up multiple Apple ID accounts and subscribing to a particular show. And these people in Bangladesh get paid to do this. And they all know
genius,
the secret.
Genius, genius.
I feel like we've talked to a few of them.
Yes, we definitely have.
Yeah, probably have. So... But these people actually successfully got podcasts who seem to have no ratings, not many downloads, and all of a sudden they're flying up the charts. They're in the top 50. Apparently there's a few that are ranked pretty high that use them in addition to all their successful downloads. I know, it's just so annoying. Anyway, this woman that wrote this book, because they were getting so many questions about it, the guy doing the podcast chart manipulation stuff, he studied that for 4 months, by the way. Multiple phone calls to Bangladesh, two people in Bangladesh. I mean, it was a really interesting podcast. He said that this author, when he got tipped off about it, he started looking into that. He found out that she would call all these bookstores and say, are you carrying this book? And they'd say, no. She'd say, oh, well, you know what? I want to order a bunch of copies. I go, okay, how many you want to order? 29. Always 29. Because 30... somehow gets that creates some awareness,
yeah.
And if it's under 30, it just sort of goes in as 29.
Like 24,000 of petty cash instead of 25.
She was, yeah, exactly. Kwame, she was buying all these books and she was selling them herself on her own website.
Oh, wow.
That's how she got on.
And she was doing gigs, and apparently she had sold some of them. But not all of them. But she got credit for selling all of them, and she popped the New York Times bestseller list because she sold, I think, 18,000 copies, allegedly, well, according to the math they were doing.
Numbers, yeah.
In a couple of weeks, which I said, wait, you can sell 18,000 copies of me on the New York Times bestseller list? I guess that's how bad book sales are now. But
except for you single-handedly keeping it going. what was this author's name?
I don't know what her name was. It was a, if you look up, apparently New York Times weren't terribly forward about it. They pulled her off the top 10. But if you look up Manipulate the New York Times bestseller list, maybe it'll come up. Yeah. Actually, I remember the name. I'll find that podcast. It was a good podcast. I thought this guy did a great job. I hope he's high ranked because he's good.
But yeah, but Stern's
something.
But Stern's book for sure is just going to go
right to the top. Yeah, and one of his books was both books were the fastest to number one of any book up to that point. This will probably break those records, I'm guessing. Anyway, someone, because we were talking about all the things that came out in the book, his cancer scare and whatnot, and it was big news. It was Good Morning America did a big thing on it. Everybody was doing stuff on Howard. And as I said,
his GMA interview was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Apparently he's friends with George Stephanopoulos. I know, Trudy. Doesn't seem...
That doesn't seem possible.
Very weird.
Mainly because Beth is friends with Ellie Wentworth.
Oh, right.
My
okay.
wives are friends.
Weird.
Well, I'll just let that go.
George likes to have sex every day with Ellie, by the way. That was revealed in the interview.
Oh.
Weird.
I know. The idea of George Stephanopoulos being really horny is just weird.
That just sounds
weird.
Like Bezos.
I know, because he's a little guy.
Very
I remember
tiny.
When he came in our studio and was like,
so small.
I was like, who's this little kid in the studio? Oh, he's the author.
Hey, why is this little kid wearing a suit?
He was wearing a blue jean jacket. He was dressed down trying to look cool, I believe.
He was a great interview, though.
Yeah, he was, and it was a good book.
Wait, he's the son of Greek immigrants, right?
Just like Michael Dukakis.
Put him in a tank.
They're like a Michael Dukakis.
Look how tiny he is.
Yeah, she skies over him.
He looks like Bob Page.
Is he a little person? He's really small.
Dwarf.
Well, just a little person, you know.
Yeah. He's a tiny man.
Very. I don't have a problem with it. I do remember that he was extremely short, though, when he came in. And it's just strange when you see someone on TV all the time and you just figure they're, you know, tall or normal height. Anyway, when I was talking about the book, somebody sent this to me in email yesterday. It was Howard talking about our show in, does it say what year it is? It's probably 98 or 97.
It doesn't, I don't think it says what year.
And I'll preface it because this call
can't you tell by Clark's hairstyle?
No, this picture doesn't matter
way
anything.
Late.
Yeah, that's a later picture. That's not that old, actually.
It was just, this video's just been uploaded.
This dude calls Howard, and he's been on in Detroit for not that long. I mean, we were on in Detroit for 6 years, I think, before Howard was back on 97.1. Mm-hmm. And this guy calls Howard and just starts the stuff this guy acts like. First of all, he acts like he's employed by the show. I mean, didn't it sound like he worked for the show?
It sounds like he was definitely chummy with you.
Yeah.
Both on air and off air.
Huh. Which... I don't even remember meeting him. Maybe I met him once, I'm not sure, but we called him the Unilawyer, and the reason we called him that was because I knew he was a lawyer, and he used to call up, and he would say, yeah, this is Brandon calling from Rochester, and we'd pop him on the air, and it was this guy, Don, who was a lawyer, and he would go off on something entirely off topic, and usually, I think he was a big Howard Stern fan. I think he was a giant Howard Stern fan, and I think his premise was that Howard would crush you. He was on here, and I don't remember. I just remember he was like sort of an, you know, you bring him up on the air, and it was just sort of an atom. He just blew up. It was like, it was never, it was always very contentious, and I didn't really mind the guy. I just don't like when people call up and say they're someone else, and then you just, you know, nobody likes surprises. And I don't think Mike Clark was a big fan. I think Mike was kind of annoyed by the whole thing. It was annoying. But he got on the air multiple times, and then he claims on here that after Howard signed on in Detroit that he was told not to, that we didn't want him on the air anymore. I don't remember having a strategy conversation with this guy of any kind. I mean, I'm wondering if maybe someone told him that when he called in, but I always thought he faked his way on the air. That was the way I remember it. But he sounds like he knows the show inside out, like he prepares the show with us and that we steal all these things from Howard. Well, Howard kind of runs with it, as he used to do. You can tell this is Howard 20 years ago versus now.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like the Howard Stern show of today. This sounds like back when he was always really going after every single piece of competition.
Everyone copied his show. And
yeah.
Our show was really not that much like his. And in fact, the fact of the matter is, I started listening to Howard in 2013 when I was on Afternoons. Because back then you couldn't really listen to show. I mean, I'm not sure that we could have listened
to show. In the mid '90s, I don't believe that there was a way or a medium to listen to a morning show after the show had aired, unless you taped it. Yeah,
I think his show got around, but it's not something that I listened to. Except for I do remember.
Oh, you could have
somebody
watched
had
E show,
and the E show was good. Somebody had a couple of CDs of his. You know, it's like a special thing you could order, and it was a girl who had it from Philadelphia, and I listened to her. I listened to the CDs, and they were good. But I think a lot of it was about him. Was it Grandpa Munster that was a big part of his show?
Oh, Al Lewis.
Yeah, Al Lewis. I don't remember it specifically. Sam Kinison was on it, but you know, stuff like that. We were never going to get Sam Kinison. And you know, when he signed on, the year he signed on, I believe the Red Wings were in the playoffs.
97, yeah.
And you know, that was a big deal on our show. And he was doing Private Parts was happening when he signed on, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So his show was really about that movie.
Yes.
And we were, I mean, there were the shows were not terribly comparable. We're also much, I think, more current events. His show is more inside of itself with the Whack Pack. Although I think we sort of had a Whack Pack, we just didn't call it that. Mm-hmm. With Delbert and Alexander Abian and wow, Stan Johnson. And I mean, we had a lot of goofballs on our show. We just
Woodstock
didn't.
Woodstock Bob.
Yeah, Woodstock Bob. Woodstock Bob was great. It's funny to talk to him. So anyway, this is way too much setup. I was just appalled that this guy was acting like he was so inside our show and that we sit around with tapes of Howard Stern show to decide what to do the next day.
Oh, my God.
But I won't belabor it anymore.
Don, you're on the air.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
Hey, man.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
You're absolutely right when you talk about how afraid Drew and Mike are of you. I mean, those guys should be wearing panties, Howard.
Yeah, he's talking about our competition in Detroit, Drew and Mike. In Detroit, the Howard Stern clones are called Drew and Mike. Mm. Like in Los Angeles, they're called Mark and Brian. In Chicago, they're called Man Queer. In, I don't know. Where else do we have guys that we know? There's another guy called Crash and Jimmy. And then there's another guy called...
Crash and Jimmy.
I don't know. What's Billy, Bob, and Tom?
Bob and Tom.
What?
Isn't it like John Boy and Billy?
Yeah, John Boy and Billy. That's it. John Boy and Billy.
Okay.
Their thing is drag racing.
I think he knew what their show is named.
And in Detroit, we've got Drew and Mike show, who literally do everything that I've ever done, ever, in the history of this show.
You're so right, Howard.
It took two of them to do it.
Yeah. Well, I think Drew is Robin.
Oh.
He's the more effeminate one. Which one is which, do you think?
Well,
never having heard the show, I'm at a disadvantage.
How'd you know Mike so much about it? You hadn't heard it.
Oh, Mike. Okay. Yeah. Mike's the softer one.
Mike's the guy in touch with his feminine side.
Okay.
In fact, Howard, Mike's always using the phrase bitch, so I was he's always calling people bitch. I was thinking maybe you could make Mike your bitch, Howard.
You know what's odd about that? It's like even my imitators, you know how I call people my bitches? Mm-hmm. And then I say, hey, you dick, and everything? Like, you know, there's certain choice words that I use, you know, foul language type words that I use.
Sure.
That I've sort of made acceptable. I've tested the waters to see if we can't say those on the radio. And these guys even use those.
Yeah, they think they're radio words.
Yeah.
You just pick them up and use them like you do. The same radio promotion from town to town.
Own the words.
They say, oh, these are our words.
Like what they do is they let me test it with the FCC, and if it flies, then they go and use it. Like everyone's calling everyone a pussy now and a prick and a dick.
I guess it's all right.
Yeah. I go, oh, okay, Stern's doing it. We'll start saying, hey, that guy's a bitch. It's weird. It's like, and then when they finally, like the PD in Detroit sent us tape, and it was Drew and Mike doing our Kathy Lee bit, and it was,
right.
You know, word
reading
for word.
The
reading
the
shit, but it's kind of word for word.
Even the stuff we said in between.
Yeah, and I just go, wow. I mean, it's kind of like me, but it's not quite.
Howard, let me tell you, it's worse than that. They play your bits from your phony phone calls, the OJ phone calls, all those kind of
Pause
things.
Pause
that for a second.
He's talking about the ABC.
There's a minor bit of accuracy here, very minor. I don't know. What is the Kathy Lee bit? What is he talking about?
I have no
about?
Idea.
When the O.J. Chase went on, and Mr. Higgins, mm-hmm. play it, it was really funny. The guy that called in and said, looking at O.J., and O.J.'s scared.
All deeped in this.
To be quiet for a moment. We have on the phone with us as well Robert Higgins, who lives in the neighborhood and is on the ground and can see inside the van. Mr. Higgins.
Peter.
How are you?
Just about as tense as you are, sir.
Oh, my Lord, this is quite the tensest.
What can you see?
What I'm looking at right now is I'm looking at the van and I see OJ kind of slouching down, looking very, very upset. Now, looking here, he looks very upset. I don't know what he's going to be doing.
Can you see him doing anything specific? Is he merely sitting there?
He is just sitting around, you know, just looking like he'd be very nervous.
Can you hear anything, Mr. Higgins?
It's just too much commotion. I'd be in the back of a news van, so I can't really hear that good, but I can see it all. And I see O.J. I see O.J., man, and he looks scared. And I would be scared because there's cops all deep in this.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins.
And Baba Booey to y'all.
Oh, Mr. Higgins.
But the driveway of O.J. Simpson's home in Brentwood.
Quiet, Barbara.
Clearly an effort being made to
Al Michaels
have
alert.
Him come out of the vehicle in the doorway of the house.
So stupid.
His friend, Al Cowling.
Peter, by the way, just for the record, this is Al Michaels. That was a totally farcical call. Lest anybody think that that was somebody who was truly across the street. That was not. He said something in code at the end that's indicative of the mentioning of
code.
The name of a certain radio talk show host.
Why wouldn't he say who it was?
So he was not there.
I think his name was just so, at that point, it was just poison. But honestly, when that first happened, I remember watching that on TV and recording it going, oh my God, that was hilarious. I didn't really know what Baba Booey meant.
Yeah.
I did after about three plays or whatever. I think somebody told us. I still thought it was funny, and he was not.
It is still funny.
Yeah, it is still funny. Howard didn't.
Just like this call is funny.
How can he accuse us of stealing something? It was a national event.
Well, you know, I guess technically the guy doing the call was a listener of his show. I mean, if you really want to place ownership on it, but
I want to hear that Kathy Lee bit. It sounds great.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. It's the same thing with.
Are you more than 7 inches?
Yeah, that's them too.
Yeah. But that was, well, you know, once the internet, well, you know, our gay reviews were played all over the place. Over,
Even locally, another show.
Yeah.
Played.
Well, that was a little weird.
They didn't know, though. No, I don't think. So they say, but.
I don't.
Which one? I got to know. Right now, you have to write it down.
The fan fan,
right?
Yeah, I think it was the fan.
Really?
You want to keep rolling?
Yeah, sure.
And they cut off the name just before they get to the Howard Stern reference.
Are you kidding?
That is really? That's bullshit.
They do it all the time, Howard.
We take Baba Booey.
These guys are blatant ripoffs of your show.
Why? How do you know these guys?
Well, Howard, I used to be on their show. I was known as Don the Univoyer, and the bit was that I would just argue with these guys about anything and everything.
It was not a bit.
And it was kind of funny. The topics were unlimited until you came to town. And I had been a big fan of your show, so I immediately started listening to you.
Right.
And the first thing you did was start ripping into these guys and calling them every name in the book. So when I talked to them off the air after that, I said, hey, guys, why don't you be men about it? Why don't you at least stand up for yourself and go down this swinging with Stern?
This is such fiction.
Do you remember that conversation?
No, I don't.
Guy is sticking it to you. And they said, no, we're not talking about Stern, and don't you talk about Stern.
Yeah, well, why would they want to talk about Stern, seeing as how they were playing tapes of my show on their air? I mean, like...
Hey, cutting off the name.
They've got to be completely
cutting
panic.
Off the name.
You don't realize just how superficial and how these guys are a cheap ripoff until you actually come to town, Howard.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird for me as a guy who... You know, just last week we were fined again by the federal government, and it really is hypocritical that guys like this who are doing my exact act, they never get fined.
Yeah.
They're not sitting and fighting any battles. They're not breaking any new ground. They're not the ones doing this stuff. And what kills me in Detroit, especially, is that they've built up a huge audience with my material, and then I come into Detroit looking like I'm ripping them off.
Yeah, but how is their audience is dying in
that
Detroit?
Would have been brilliant.
A lot of my friends are all switching to your show.
Good.
You're going to see that happening.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I really do, because you know what? It just makes no sense.
They really are taking our tapes?
Well, shut up,
Robin.
It's so ridiculous.
Phone calls all the time, and they do it. And people who listen to their show know that Drew and Mike are a cheap ripoff, and I don't know how they can do it and look themselves in the mirror.
Yeah, I mean, like at least, okay, if I've inspired you to get into radio and you started out ripping me off, you know, at some point,
find your own voice.
Stop listening to my tapes and try and figure out what it is you want to do.
That's right.
But they can't. They're just, you know, I just know so many guys in radio, and they're all uncreative.
It gets comfortable, I suppose.
Yeah.
How is this Mike guy?
And, like, that's when I argue with my wife, because I go, my wife and I get into fights all the time because I spend way too much time thinking about this show and how to take it to new places and new heights and what we can do next. I said, you know, it's like... It's so unfair. I mean, I sit there, and if anything, it costs me my relationship, because even on weekends I'm consumed with this show. And it's like, you know, I'm building the highway, and these guys just ride on them. They should have to pay a tariff.
Yeah, it should be a toll.
Yeah, a little easy pass.
Well, Howard, my vow to you is that I will torment these guys with your name until you take over in Detroit.
How come they kicked... What was it? You were on their show?
I was on their show.
Under what premise? That you were a regular guest?
I was there every couple of weeks. I'd be on, and we'd argue and fight about anything. They just wanted to spice things up. So when I told them that they should be men about you and start fighting back, they said, no, we're not going to talk about Stern. I just happened to let it slip a few weeks later that I liked Howard Stern. And they
you said it on the air?
Yeah, on air. And they told me later that night, we want nothing more to do with you. The Unilawyer is dead. So,
the Unilawyer.
And the Unilawyer is back to kill them with Howard Stern.
Good. Well, you know, so in other words, they wanted you to mix it up with them on the air, but as soon as you mixed it up and brought up my name, then you can't work there anymore.
That's the only topic that couldn't be discussed.
Huh? Yeah, yeah, that's good, man. That's they're real brave.
Yeah.
I love guys like that. Bunch of pussies.
That's right.
Your radio kryptonite.
Yeah, two pussies. I mean, so the guy goes, you want to mix it up? Okay. Hey, Howard Stern, I dig him. All right, you're fired.
Fired?
The other thing, Howard, I just want you to know that Drew's girlfriend's name is Nancy, and she told me that she loves your entertainment show, E! Entertainment, every night.
Of course. Well, the whole goddamn family up there is fans of mine.
That's right. You've got a lot of fans up here, and it's just building, Howard.
Yeah, well, let's hope, because I'll tell you something, man. It's a sad day in hell when imitators take your audience and try to claim the material as their own. I mean, you know what, man? How do you sleep at night with that? How do you sleep at night? How do you sleep at night like knowing deep down inside you had nothing to do with the success of your own radio program?
You tell him, Howard.
All right, baby.
Take care.
You're a lawyer, everybody.
Are you at all flattered at how like worked up he is about that?
Because what is your 20-year later response?
he obviously felt threatened by it.
I think he's goofing. I don't think he really believes we sat around listening to tapes of his show to decide what to
Howard?
Do.
No.
Yeah,
no, he's a fireball like that.
And by the way, who is that guy? That
Don the Unilawyer?
Yeah.
Where is
he
today?
Do you think he's still around?
I don't know. He probably is. He seems like a real guy that loves radio.
Hey, Don, did you take a dump in your bed last night?
No doubt.
I do remember him.
He has a voice sort of like Monkey Mobile Mel a little bit.
It was funny hearing him on that show because he was real fiery. He was like in your face. Mm. And, but again, I think when he called in, he said he was someone else. It would be like, oh, it's Don the Unilawyer. One of those things.
And it is worth noting, you know, the Stern show, obviously when you listen to it now, it sounds a lot different. But he had a lot of great words to say when Mike passed. You know, that was a great 15-minute segment on Mike Clark.
Well, and I was really happy to hear that, and I was happy he referenced the show a couple times, which is cool. I mean, it's a satellite show, and it's a huge show. There's no show bigger, and he's fantastic at what he does. But he's gotten very generous in his older age, and he's actually been nicer about shows. In New York, he used to be relentless. You know, all those people were just the worst. I think they made fun of everyone, and lately he said nice things about like Kid Kelly. He was helping promote him for the Hall of Fame, and Mike Francesa. Oh, they still kind of make fun of Mike Francesa.
But he likes Mad Dog.
Yeah, Mad Dog. Well, Mad Dog was cool. Mad Dog came in. That was a funny interview.
What about Imus? Has he ever said anything nice about Imus ever?
No, he's not changed his tune on Imus. It's funny. These people that say, you know, oh, the show's over in 2010 when Artie left. He's lost his edge. I completely disagree. It's just that he's not. He's evolved. It's different. It's not as nasty as it used to be, but there's still plenty of, I mean, you know, the Whack Pack.
He's got a great cast around.
Yeah, he does.
He's got people that do specific niche things, but the guys that do the phony phone calls are fantastic. The kind of the inner workings of everything, they don't really have to talk about anything
in the world.
It's almost
a show about a show. Yeah, exactly.
What's going on.
Yeah. But I do, when Howard gets fired up, because he still has that old thing that goes up, you know, Wendy Williams was ragging him.
Yeah, and Les Moonves.
Yeah. Les Moonves, yeah, that was great. Awesome. I wish Les would turn up in the news again. But, oh well, whatever. It was just silly.
That's funny.
It's funny how inaccurate a lot of times when stuff like that happens. Like the guy that called in when Mike died, he said a couple things that were, he didn't mean any harm, but he said a couple things that were just, I was like, oh, no. And, you know, what are you going to do?
Right.
But they were nothing really that mattered, but it's funny how, when you hear people describe it, it's like the telephone game, you know.
Yeah.
Something just gets lost in translation. Right. As it, usually that's the way it is with complaints. People that complain, it's about something really stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the people that really had a complaint never seem to say a word.
I used to get mad because people would be like, you stole Robin Quivers' act, too. And it used to offend me because I was like, I'm working on my own shit. How can I steal her stuff if it's news? I can steal news.
It's because you were the
new every day.
I never really heard people complain that much about people stealing things until Howard said it about everyone. But it was funny that he said, "I've never heard their show," because he's.
Right.
I think if he heard the show, he would. He would
know
it was. Yeah. And then, But I do get bummed sometimes when he's nice about shows that I don't like. Because he's a lot nicer now.
Yeah.
And then he has something, I guess Bubba the Love Sponge was on XM.
Really?
He was on his channel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was on his channel, that's right. And Bubba's trying to get back on. And I'd never listened to Bubba the Love Sponge. Honest to God, I'd never heard his show until recently, and I forgot why. Oh, I know why. I was reading about the legal case between the guy Bubba talked about his wife, I think.
Hulk Hogan or his old producer?
Well, I actually ended up reading about all that stuff because I was like, how much shit can one guy be in a 5-year period? It was unbelievable. There was another host in town of another show who was suing him and his replacement, who used to be Bubba's producer, about something he said about his wife. He spent $2 million on this lawsuit and lost. And he had to pay Bubba's.
You heard all about it on the radio.
And he put Bubba basically in the news for that whole 2-year period, because every time that case came, I mean, it was just, I was like, how can this? And then he went, the Hulk Hogan thing, Hulk Hogan banged his wife.
Yep.
And then
with
he
permission.
Lost. Why did...
They were into it.
Did Bubba lose his job over the Hulk Hogan tape? Was that what he lost his job over?
I don't know.
Because he owned that town.
I don't know.
That was a big deal.
Can you look that up, Brandon? Why he was fired? Because he's back on a frequency. I think the show is really struggling now because it's on a bad frequency. And the guy...
Oh, he got a lot of FCC fines. So this was well before...
What was he fined for, I wonder?
Let's see. January 2004, FCC issued a $755,000 fine.
Oh, he manipulated the book. He talked to a diary holder and said, put my show down all day. You know.
Oh, that's really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait,
one of those.
What?
Yep. That doesn't happen very often.
No, not anymore
right? See, this was for objectionable comments.
Well, there was
the Janet Jackson world, right?
Janet Jackson.
When did Janet's boob pop out?
Titty.
2004.
Yeah, so it was right after that. And so he got the maximum fine for every station that aired the segment.
Yeah, boy.
Plus $40,000 for record-keeping violations. The segment involves sexual discussions amongst cartoon characters Alvin and the Chipmunks, George Jetson, and Scooby-Doo. He was fired on February 23rd. At that time,
what year?
2004, right after they issued the fine.
Oh.
Who at that time had the number one show in the Tampa area for 18 to 54 men.
Yeah. And then... his producer was Mike Calta, I think is his name. He took over the show. Then when Bubba came back on the air, there's stuff on YouTube, which, you know, because I read about one thing and it's like, well, you might want to read about this, you might want to read about this. So I started doing all this. It was like, you know, 1 a.m. or something. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe all this shit happened in Tampa radio. And there were YouTube, two things on YouTube of those two calling each other's hotlines and arguing back and forth. And I couldn't resist. I had to go hear it from the other side. And it was hilarious how both people that were on the phone, you could barely hear them. You could only hear the other guy talking over them. It was not great radio, to be honest. And Howard and Mankow had a scream fest, which was not my favorite Howard Stern show thing either.
It's weird.
They're just screaming at each other.
I remember liking Mankow.
I never
and
liked
it. And then
all
of a sudden, it wasn't all that great anymore, and I couldn't figure out what had changed. But I think
when did
what
you
it was
like it?
Back when you could get like some Chicago radio now and then. And
well, he was simulcasted on 97.1, tape delayed.
Right.
Locally.
When we were on?
Yes, locally.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't on in the morning. He was tape delayed after he was on the same,
Loveline. Loveline with Carolla and Dr. Drew was on, and then Mankow, I remember, because I'd be driving home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not sure why that show didn't have a great appeal to me. I don't think I ever really knew who he was. I didn't just... Usually I find that I like the host, and I didn't feel that... It's not that I didn't appreciate what he was doing. I just didn't feel like, hey, this is a guy I'd hang out with. This is a guy I like. I like this guy. I like his sense of humor.
Yeah, I got...
It was just...
Small doses, and then I realized he...
Are you ashamed
of yourself?
I didn't
like his cadence. Yeah, no, I didn't like
it. Does it go in the category of multiplicity? Are you standing by multiplicity?
No, I can't stand by multiplicity. How could I?
I watched
it's
it
just
because
a dumb...
I ragged you about it for so many years, and then it came on. And I watched it. I was kind of amused. It was so silly. It was one of those goofy movies, like on a Saturday afternoon. It was just on. I'm like, I don't know why I'm slightly entertained. It's so dumb.
I think it has more credibility because of what's his name? Oh my God, the actor
Michael Keaton
has now gained credibility over the years. So it's better because of that. Yeah.
And Andy McDowell.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
It was during his time because he had like a big peak in the late 80s and he went down.
Yeah.
He came back.
Dog movies. Yeah, for sure.
And Andy McDowell did such a good job of appearing to be completely befuddled by his many identities.
She banged each one, didn't she?
What a whore.
Wow.
Oh my God.
That only counts as one.
Skanky.
Though.
Well, that's what they tried to convince Michael Keaton.
Did any of them, like, emerge from the test tube or however they were made with, like, you know, bigger junk or better?
No, they were all pretty much like they were all pretty much equal. It's just the last one was a clone of a clone, so he was kind of stupid.
Right. That's right. He's the one who was always mowing the lawn and stuff.
Based on a true story.
And she,
what a dumb plot.
Her last movie, she's nude in it.
Way to go.
Oh, that's right.
Sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, her daughter's smoking hot now, too. That's why she got nude now.
Oh, because she's competing with her daughter?
Mm-hmm. And I think it, I'm trying to remember who was reviewing it. I want to say it was Skin, but I think it was somebody else was saying, oh, she looked really good. And I think I saw the clip probably on Skin, and it was not as, there it is. There's a picture anyway. Screen grab.
She looks good.
Yeah.
Nice.
I wonder if she was pissed that she didn't get nude sooner.
Probably.
Oh, so she can remember herself at her hottest, like Farrah?
Exactly.
She wasn't nude story. In Sex, Lies, and Videotapes?
I don't think she was nude.
Really?
That's a weird movie.
She has, you know, lots of lush, curly hair.
Huge bush.
Huge.
I mean, clearly.
Thanks for not making
it's not
me
beat
have
around
to ask.
It. Yeah, we
if
all
she,
know.
If she was, like... in a plane crash and ended up like lost on a desert island, it would grow wild.
Yes.
It would overtake everything.
She'd get a disease. Keep things in there.
Oh, yeah. Her daughters are cute.
Yeah, I think her one daughter's a dancer.
Hey, Drew, did you see the coverage of the Sarah Leitner proposal in Michigan to take the parallel parking test out of the Michigan driving qualifications?
What?
Yeah, you wouldn't
Why?
Have to. You wouldn't
Why?
Have to.
It's too hard.
It's too hard.
That's the point
what?
Of a test. Learn it.
Wait a second. How can you give someone a driver's license if they can't parallel park? I mean, isn't that sort of a minimum?
I think they're kind of saying, you know, where is parallel parking anyway now?
Everywhere.
Nowadays, but
downtown Royal Oak, downtown Detroit, any downtown.
It does happen.
Yeah. Good. You know what? Good, because that leaves more open spaces for us that can parallel park.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what is funny, though? I have known a number of people who have like, oh, God, I can't parallel park. And people have driven for 20 years and are like, I can't parallel park. And I've actually relieved drivers to parallel park for them.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Really?
I take pride in my parallel parking.
Really? Can you whip it in crazy?
No, you know what? I think it takes balls to parallel park.
You
got to cut it hard, and you got to cut it back. You have to be willing to hit the curb. If you float too far out there, you're in no man's land.
Yeah, and then you can't.
And if you cut it too hard, you can hit the car in front. I mean, takes some skill.
Have you ever had a car that will parallel park for you? It's got a button on there. And then
someone had a car, and I can't remember who it was, but they showed me how it worked, and I was blown away.
Mine has it. Ooh. And you know how much I've used it? Never, because it's too
slow.
Don't you
want the challenge to do it, too?
That's part of it, too, but it's too slow. Because it, you know, lines it up, and then I can do it faster than technology.
Isn't parallel parking a challenge, though?
It's a blast. I want to go parallel park right now.
I kind of do, too.
It's that much fun.
In a tight spot.
Go make a tight spot out there for us to parallel park in.
It depends, though. I mean, if you're in a car, no problem. But if you're in a big truck or something, get a little difficult.
Yeah, that is a problem.
I still do it.
I don't, you know, I don't know if it's any coincidence that it was introduced by a female legislator.
Yeah,
it seems a little.
Hey, what is she Asian too?
Suspicious.
Oh God!
How much signal I need to cut across 8 lane? None. I turn now. Good luck, everybody else.
What's that from?
Family Guy.
That could be our generic car accident when their car accident's in the news. Actual audio. That case, by the way, with the Macomb County prosecutor is really strange. Eric Smith's his name. And yesterday I'm watching Jim Kirchner on Channel 7. And he's at the house as they're raiding the house.
Nice house, by the way.
Yeah,
it's very a lovely house.
Very nice house. It wasn't the house he wanted to be in for this case. Because it's like, oh, he's doing pretty well for himself.
Yeah.
And I noticed they took the surveillance cameras down. Why did they do that? Did anyone explain that? Jim was like, what? They're taking the surveillance cameras down. What?
I don't
like
get that.
Like his security cameras?
Well,
yeah, I thought that was weird.
They're not, nothing stored, unless they're stored on the camera. But I don't.
Oh, maybe that's.
But I don't know any camera.
See if he's bringing something into the house. If he's taking something out of the house.
But I don't know of any camera where it's actually stored on the camera itself. It's usually stored in a cloud or on a hard drive.
That's what I mean. It was that was a little strange, and Jim pointed it out. But he's a prosecutor, and there are four forfeiture fund accounts that are Plant Moran did not. And I know since Plant Moran, it had to be great. four accounts that they just don't seem to exist. And then it turns out, oh, they're in his name. He has them. He's keeping them privately for some reason.
What?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and the money is
forfeiture laws are bullshit anyway.
I know.
I
believe
him to keep for a private, for him, someone to keep him privately is bullshit and illegal.
The prosecutor? I mean, it seemed highly irregular to me. I can't imagine. I would love to hear the defense for this. And I think either he or his attorney said, it looks bad, but it's okay. Yeah, it looks really bad. It looks crazy bad. Why would anyone do that?
I don't know what his defense would even be. I'm trying to think of like what he could say. Oh, I set up the account for the city, or the county never got around to.
They never thought they were going to get caught. We caught them.
I love that draft.
So, wow.
Some of this they're looking into has was spent on interior design.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a whole spreadsheet as to how he spent his money.
Why does everybody like, yeah, I got money that I'm embezzling from someplace, you know, in a different scenario, not this one.
$2,000 spent on two refrigerators and equipment. Those seem to be those cheap fridges, grand each. I mean, not cheap. No, you know what? Those are nice fridges at a grand each. Mm. Nearly $20,000 worth of checks were written to AT&T, and another $8,000 to DirecTV over 4 years.
We liked his TV.
Wait, he spent $5,000 a year on checks to AT&T. And $2,000 a year to DirecTV. Well, that's about right. I can see how that happened. Another $10,000 worth of checks were written to Culligan Purified Water.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't
$7,000 spent on retirement and Christmas parties at a golf club.
Not sure why forfeiture funds would be used that way.
No.
Sounds very strange.
The spreadsheet also shows $83,000 was spent on American Express.
Well, that sounds
Most of those charges were made with the secretary's Amex card.
Maybe he has a lot of expenses that are work-related. So he decided to take the forfeiture funds themselves rather than get reimbursed with tax dollars. But I doubt it. I really doubt it.
I just went down a hell of a wormhole.
Where?
Well, Eric Smith is also the name of... that child killer? Remember the child killer with red hair, Eric Smith?
Oh, gross.
Wait, the one here?
Eric Smith was the 13-year-old who killed the 4-year-old back in 1993. You'd know him if you saw him. He's got the bright red hair, big, thick glasses. He was 13 years old.
Oh.
And I just
Where's he from? What town?
He was from New York.
Oh, I just barely remember that. Did it take a while to nail this guy? Did they get him right away?
No. They got this kid right away. He killed.
Why did he kill the 4-year-old?
Just he had pent up rage. He was 13 years old. He strangled him, dropped a rock on his head, sodomized him with a stick, and then they ended up sentencing him 9 years to life in prison. But I was just curious because
please tell me he's still in prison.
I haven't thought about this kid in like so long, and that name brought me back to.
Sounded like you kind of understood the pent up rage part.
No, but I remember reading up
red hair.
I mean, he's the famous ginger murderer there. Well, he was 13 years old.
Is he in jail still?
Yes. He has been denied parole 9 times.
Sweet.
He's been in jail for 26 years. He's now 39 years old. He is still in jail.
Oh, nice. I bet that Where's Ringer's gray
picture?
Now.
Current picture?
Oh, is that him with the shaved head?
He looks
he
like...
he thinks he's hot.
I don't know. He's...
Oh, he likes...
Oh, he really thought he was out there.
Not there.
He really... He loves himself.
Yeah. What a loser.
Oh, what a tool.
Ew.
He's got a weird head to be shaved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grow your hair back.
He's prison... Shaved head is big in prison, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
It's low hot. Maintenance.
You gotta shave it every day.
Sorry, I didn't mean...
Well, you got nothing else to do.
I just went down a wormhole.
True. That reminds me of the guy, and I was watching this today... They sentenced a guy. He killed his estranged wife, I think it was last year in Detroit. He's a black guy with a big black beard.
Yeah, they found the body.
Yeah, and he had cut her body up and cased it in cement somewhere, and they found it. So, of course, her family is making their impact statements, and they're horribly sad. It sounds like there was a close family and all that. Just the worst. And then he gets up and apologizes to pretty much everyone, but didn't mention her.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I thought that was a little weird.
Oh, because he meant to do it.
Oh, I think he certainly did mean to do it.
Yeah, so why
would
he
But they had kids, of course. I think he apologized. He said, no, he suggested to the kids, I hope you reach out to me so I can explain.
Ooh, serious issue, Shell thought, separate at birth with his beard.
Ricky Williams? I already was thinking it.
Bravo!
I'm sorry.
And his nose. That whole area looks like
Ricky. Let's hear this. He does. He looks like Ricky Williams.
Can he run the football?
I love y'all. To my mother-in-law and my father.
Back it up. I want to hear the I want to hear the whole thing.
I pray that you one day go through. To my children, I'm sorry that y'all have to go through this. I pray that one day you all reach out to me with questions. I love y'all. To my mother-in-law and my father-in-law, Lisa and Charles, I pray that you find it in your heart to forgive me. My actions was not intentional. To my mother and family, I love y'all and thank you for being here for me. I'm sorry. May God bless every one of you all with the strength to move forward with life.
That's it.
That didn't do it for me.
I'm not going to apologize to her. She did.
Yeah, to answer your questions? How about to tell you, I took your fucking mother away and I'm a complete asshole and I'm sorry.
Now, no mom and no father. Yep. Although the no father part's a blessing.
But he got 27 to 40. What do you have to do to get life in prison these days? Who the fuck do you have to kill? He killed his estranged wife. He cut her up and put her in cement. And he gets 27 to 40? What was it?
What level of murder was it?
Second degree.
Oh, that's why.
Oh, it sounds to me like he wanted to kill his wife. He killed his wife.
Sounds very what's the word? Predetermined. What's first degree?
Premeditated.
Thank
you. But he got 5 to 10 for abusing the corpse, so he really only got 17 to 30 or
you can't even abuse a corpse in this country.
I don't know, sentencing guidelines I think are so fucked up. I hate the fact that you can shoot someone in the head and if they just happen to live
because
you shot the wrong place, then you get less of a sentence.
Yeah, but then
you shot somebody in the fucking head.
But if you
shoot somebody in the fucking head, you should go away for life, because chances are you should have killed him. You meant to kill him.
Well, but what
shot
if
shot him in the head?
What if you didn't mean to kill somebody? Like
the charge should be you shot him in the head. You're charged
well,
with you shot
again,
him in the head.
Isn't this why we need the star panel or star jury?
Yes.
What's it called?
The star chamber.
Star chamber. Yes. I'm 100% totally. On board with the star chamber.
I
want to
watch that movie now.
It's not a bad
remake
movie.
That movie. They
Michael Douglas is one of the judges. He's really good.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He's really good.
He does a great job in the star chamber.
I'm intrigued by this idea, and I think we should implement it.
I know. I think it's got legs.
Would Kraft get off if there was a star chamber?
No, they would immediately want to look at the video.
Yeah, they would. I think they'd play the video in Times Square.
Mike Douglas used to make me moist when I watched the show. I admit it, I would get moist when I watched the show. Only white man ever did that to me was Mike Douglas.
In the Star Chamber.
By the way, I'm reading the Kraft story today, and it's all about how the women who serviced him
are
like, they will not testify against him under any circumstances.
Oh,
they'll take the fifth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, so their case is dead. So... They also implied that...
Thank you, Dan.
Because they're charged, you know, maybe this wouldn't be all that great for their case. Whereas if they testified against him, I'm thinking, well, maybe, did he give him a little...
Jeez. You're not Jewish.
It made me wonder if they bark at everyone.
Well, figuratively,
did
Jews.
Did they get the latest?
They're anti-Semites.
They were going nuts at Walchek, man. I'm like, he's not Jewish, is he? You know how I know Walchek isn't Jewish? Because remember that guy called him a slur?
Yeah.
One piece, and he goes, I'm not even Jewish. Sorry, back to Kraft.
Well, I just thought he might have tightened up the prostitutes if they're so adamant about not testifying against him, and it hurts their own cases. Why would they do that?
Well, they said the video was illegally obtained.
Yeah, the video's already thrown out. I mean, we know it's got to be Kraft's attorneys. Sure, who else would care?
Well, but
they're deported, though, right? They have to be.
No,
deported.
They were here legally.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's how the story is developed.
Get any better job than that?
Remember how it began as a human trafficking case? Oh, and now it turns out, no, that had nothing to do with it. It was just a bunch of rich guys getting their rocks off with Asian women fingering their butts.
This is an easy one.
You got a problem? You just throw some money at it and say, go away.
That was my theory.
But there's no plea or anything.
Can they go back?
How does throwing money at it make it go away?
Because
well,
in the
it throws money at these women. They won't testify against Robert Kraft. They won't.
So you think they're
anything.
Paying them?
I don't know. Why would they take the fifth?
Yep, I do.
I just don't know. Why would she take the fifth? She could help her own case by saying something, by going, look, I'll help you with this guy. But no, instead she's saying, no, you get nothing out of me. So the case is dead. So he's off. I mean, it just seems like somebody benefited somewhere. Feels like
Let's see how many.
Maybe it's just his attorney. I mean, I just figured, powerful.
How many Patriots games she gets to go to?
She's going to be starting quarterback for week three.
$6.6 billion will
maybe,
go far.
Maybe she didn't want to put her face for it as the woman who fingered Robert Kraft's butt.
But she already is. They've already been shown.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We saw all their pictures.
Guess they all look the same.
Oh.
They made it sound like he might have put his own hand in his butt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
It made it sound like he fingered his butthole.
No, the physics behind Robert Kraft being able to finger his own butt, I don't buy it.
He's pretty, he stretches a lot.
Really?
Apparently, yeah. There was a
get
long,
your
lengthy piece
finger
on
out of my asshole, buddy.
Was his ass as red as his face while doing it?
No, I don't think so.
Doesn't he have to be numbed up so that it feels like a strange hand?
Oh, good point, Trudy. He probably sat on it while they manipulated him for a while.
Well, if he didn't have the girls. But I don't know. I thought that was...
Is that the little finger, isn't it?
Wouldn't you love to know how...
They didn't say that. They just said that his hand was like he was in his crack. And I was like, oh, they're just being nice. Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to know how many times he's really been there? Because he was there twice over a four-day period, and those weren't the first two times he went there.
I have audio.
Or the
actually,
last two.
So they didn't release the video, but they did release audio.
Oh,
there was some actual audio in the house. I know
strong
that.
Strong pressure on the prostate gland from inside your
no
rectum.
No accent. Oh, ah! Oh! Stop! Okay, keep doing it. Yeah! Oh! Ah! Oh, my God.
Okay, all done.
That was awesome.
Thank you, Dan.
His normal voice comes back when he's done.
Just to put a lid on, I mean, as if anyone knew thought otherwise, just this whole thing about underage women, you know, which it seems now if somebody gets busted, it's a big, big deal. I mean, it was for a long time.
Oh, for prostitution?
With Jimmy Page. No, just with underage girls, just banging underage girls.
Yeah. Who's banging an underage girl?
Well, Blac Chyna was on Wendy Williams. And I realize this might be violating the Kardashian ban. I don't know, has it been 60 days yet? Probably
China.
Not. But she's on there. And first of all, she showed up in spite of her recent altercation with her hairdresser. Who,
Jesus Christ.
Allegedly, she pulled a knife on her hairdresser.
Man.
Who claims that there's surveillance in the store. And there's... Apparently, it's not on the videotape, but there's two people saying it absolutely happened. And
you don't
Blac
like
Chyna
my hair, do you?
Is on surveillance, throwing her shoes at the at the hairstylist, and the hairstylist is on videotape throwing pop cans
cool.
at her car as she's driving.
All
away.
Right.
So,
well, that's going to accomplish something. Throwing pop cans at a car.
No, I don't. Anyway, I think they charged her. I think they charged her with assault with a deadly weapon, and
a shoe.
No, the knife. She pulled a knife on her. Okay. That's what she said.
Oh, she could be a deadly weapon.
Yeah. She also was arrested for some fight in 2016, and then she went after that lady at Disneyland with the wagon or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the dumbest assault, you could call it an assault, possibly ever. And then Kid Boo, who is so talented.
Great guy.
Yeah, I mean, he had the world think he was 18. He's actually 30 or something. But, he assaulted her, and that was no big deal either. But she mentions on Wendy Williams that Wendy Williams is kind of suggesting that Tyga ended up with Kylie Jenner, and is that why you went out with Rob? Mm. Because he was the weak link in the Kardashian chain?
I'm with Wendy. Hashtag. I'm with Wendy.
She said no. She also asked him, who's a better lover, Tyga or Rob? And she said, Rob, by a lot.
Bullshit.
Why would she say it about Rob?
I kind of want to die on that hill. There's no way I'll believe Rob Kardashian's a better lover than Tyga.
I think they're both terrible.
That sounds like a Twitter poll. Who's a better lover?
Could be a good poll. Yeah, Tyga or Rob Kardashian.
Put it up there, Zooves.
TYGA. Sure. Yeah.
That's
and
a
also,
great name.
She mentioned that, and I don't think there's a lot of dispute about this, that while she was living
with... right, lover?
While she was living with Tyga, he threw Kylie Jenner a 17th birthday party.
That's a great name.
I got to believe that if I'm hanging out with Kylie Jenner, but I have a girlfriend, I can't picture many women who go, oh, you're throwing Kylie Jenner a 17th birthday party. How cool is that?
Maybe he didn't disclose it.
No, it was in their house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And apparently he was banging her at the time. Which, you know, I'm doing the math going, well, if he's having the party on her 17th birthday, then he's already banging her. Then she was 16 when he was banging her.
Oh, boy.
He was 26, I think. Now, I know that's not going to matter.
No.
Why is that not? Like, can you explain to me why that doesn't matter?
Same and reason
why
Robert Kraft is getting off money.
But who was getting.
You got to prove it, too.
Somebody was getting. It doesn't sound like it'd be a problem to prove it. I just don't think anybody cares. Scott Baio. Scott Baio and what's her? Yeah, whatever.
Nicole Eggert.
Yeah. I mean, that was made into a big deal, but that was unprovable.
Still
I guess.
Still amazed at how long they kept that going. How long those two kept that alive? And we haven't heard from them since.
But it was two weeks straight.
They were in the news.
And Olivia Jade back in the news. She was at a club called Bootsy Bellas at 2 a.m.
Looking great.
I guess the law does not apply to her because she's 19 and she's in a bar. No. I don't think any laws apply to Olivia Jade.
Wait, some
is that
bars
in the Constitution? Is that an amendment?
No, a lot of bars are amendment up for girls. Girls can get in if they're 18. Guys have to be 21.
Yeah,
girls
you can't
just
drink.
Get the big X's on their hand.
Isn't that just setting up that thing you just?
Wait, are you saying that you know she was not drinking?
Well, no. A lot of times, the girls do, they'll try to wash it off. Oh. But that's how they get. They want to get chicks in the club. They don't want all dudes, so they let the young girls come in. But the young guys can't get in until they're 21.
That's setting up that paradigm for
that's
people.
That's sexist.
That's how Pontiac always was.
I'm suing.
I don't know why she doesn't drink anyway, because the law does not apply to Olivia Jade. We all know that. But anyway, I'm reading that story, and I don't know why I do this, but I for some reason, because I don't like her, I clicked in the comment, and somebody's comment, it was one of the first ones, said, nobody cares about a has-been celebrity's mediocre child. It's like, well, that's really well said. Anyway,
mediocre.
You want to get us out of here, Brandon, and then you can play the boner line on the way out?
Yeah.
Huh.
In fact,
like the good old days, people that stick around to the end are rewarded with the boner line.
Not only are they going to be rewarded with the boner line, but within the boner line, somebody asked for a specific bit from back in the day.
Oh.
And so there'll be about 6 minutes of that.
Oh. Well,
after the boner line. It's going to be good.
Wow.
What is Can't even imagine.
Added value.
What it is. Already? Well, tomorrow we'll be doing the show after the Tigers and A's, as a couple of us may be down there.
Wait a minute. We have a guest at 4, remember?
Oh!
Yes,
the Doctor of the Rock Stars.
Rock Doc.
The
yeah.
Rock Doc. By the way, he went to prison.
He did, for MJ.
Mm-hmm. He loved Jackson.
For
Red Murray.
What did he go to? Was it for propofol?
He was all about propofol because he was an anesthesiologist. And he was a guy who used to dispense it in doctor's offices. It wasn't until
Jackson?
Him, I guess. this guy, Neil Ratner.
You got Jackson hooked.
Yeah.
What year was he giving Jackson propofol? Do you know? Early 2000s, like 2004 or 2005?
I don't know. I've not read enough of the book, but I did message him, and he goes, ask away. Whatever questions you want.
His book was
any rock star or...
I was noticing that the last line of the previous page wasn't matching up with the first line on the next page. Did you have that problem?
Oh,
PDF file?
No, I didn't.
Oh. I was thinking it's Smollett-esque. It's a Smollett-esque PDF file. All right, everybody have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Drew, Mark, Trudy, Brandon, Matt.
Morning, dickhead.
God damn it, Brandon. Now Mark is saying Jip, too. Oh, the fuck is wrong with you people? God damn it, Brandon.
Jif? How do you say?
It's a fucking GIF!
I'm kind of sorry he's so sour grapes about this.
I was getting a little mad about the one subject ever, talking about millennials killing things.
Oh, boy.
The thing that bothers me is the muscle cars. Are we really killing the muscle cars because we're not buying them because they're $70,000? You could have bought a top-end muscle car back in 1970. The most expensive one, adjusted to inflation, was $22,000, which is nuts. Is it us killing them because we're not buying the $70,000 cars, or is it us that were making the decisions to build an unsustainable model for producing cars in the United States that ended up increasing the prices and well outpacing inflation itself? I don't know. It's crazy.
This isn't a spending money contest.
Every time Melinda Gates' name is mentioned, can you play that real bowely fart every single time?
Yo, guys, man, I really want to hear more Bill O'Reilly drops.
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
And where's the... Bezos, man, we need more Bezos, man. God.
I'm not to do it.
And Melinda Gates, like, oh, I'm sorry. Did you revolutionize the world? No, I don't think so. It's all Bill.
Doesn't do anything.
Believe it or not, this message isn't for you.
Who's that broad?
It's for the other caller from Chatham, Ontario, who didn't like the Simpsons episode.
Who's that dude?
I want to say hi to that guy because I'm from Dresden. We're neighbors.
Oh, my God. Who cares?
Nothing like using the boner line to say hello to someone down the road.
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
One of my favorite parts about the show is when Mark goes,
what?
Like he's surprised about something that obviously everyone knows.
What?
I was hoping to get out and cut my grass for the first time this year, but I can't seem to get the push mower started. I was hoping Billy Bob could check in and give me his insight onto what might be wrong with it.
It ain't got no gas in it.
Why can't we get a soccer show out of Mark?
No.
Maybe once every couple of weeks or something. The disrespect shown to Mark whenever he tries to talk World's Game is out of control.
No.
At least there is a segment of population that does know something about soccer.
No.
So, I mean, I don't know if it means getting a, you know, doing a show with Sean Bolegian or,
no,
you know, one of his other soccer buddies. I mean, I'd offer myself, but I don't live in the area.
I don't even know who the hell you are.
Just something, maybe, I don't know, once a month.
No,
Once every couple months, let Mark do a show.
Not looking too good.
About football, you know, soccer.
I got a better idea. No fucking way.
No, I listen to the Wednesday show. What a waste of show. Get Mads off the show, please. You guys don't even have a show. You just spend time screwing around with him.
I'll fuck you up.
Yo, just wanted to blow in Trudy. She's playing the Final Countdown, but not the good version.
We leave it together.
I was listening to the podcast just now, and you guys were talking about the Clinton impeachment, and it reminded me of one of my favorite bits where Drew was, I can't remember his name, but one of the, I think it might have been the press secretary, trying to field questions and cutting in the audio from the actual conference. If you guys have that, I would love to hear that. I believe it was on a best of CD, and I listened to it over and over and over, and four moves later, I can't find it. So please play that. I love it.
Listen to the very end of the show.
So usually I bash Maz.
That's bullshit.
And it never gets played on the show. So I'm not doing this just to get played on the show. But it's a good show by Maz lately. He said some funny things. Good job, Maz. That hurts saying that.
Shit, yeah.
Keep it stiff, guys.
See ya.
I see that White House spokesperson Scott McClellan has started his briefing. Let's take a listen.
Stands right now. As to the grand jury, obviously, because we do have a legal system in place, and we need that situation to unfold before we can make comment. some of you may be disappointed that we will be unable to comment about anything regarding the president's staff and the current grand jury investigation. But I am here to answer your questions about anything else. Go ahead. Anybody?
Some Democrats say that the president should apologize for the role of some administration officials in the unmasking of the name of a CIA undercover operative. What's the White House reaction to that?
Look, do you apologize every time you have that little prematurity problem? I doubt it. And don't try to tell me it's not 9 out of 10 times. But specifically in regards to this situation and your question, there is a legal system and a proceeding taking place right now with a presumption of innocence. And we need to let that process play out. You got a follow-up?
Well, I think that the role of some administration officials in this, in the leaking of the person's name, has been established.
Okay, that's your interpretation, but it doesn't change the fact that we're in legal territory. A special prosecutor, grand jury. I'm not going to stick my neck out and prejudice this case. All right, I see you waving there. One more for the guy with the zitty complexion and pug nose.
Another part of that is some of the
press secretary becomes kind of a dick. Look, I know you're upset about your complexion, but that doesn't change what I said earlier. Our counsel's office has ordered us not to comment on what is an ongoing legal process. We don't want to ruin the goal, which is, of course, to have a fair trial. Maybe I should get a copy of the Constitution and read it to all of you aloud. You guys seem a little slow today. But I think if you try, you may be able to grasp what I'm saying.
Follow up on an aspect of this and try it again here. On October 7th, 2003, you were asked about a couple of the key players here, Karl Rove and Scooter Libby, as well as another administration official who has not figured in the investigation so far as we know. And you said the following, quote, "There are unsubstantiated accusations that are made, and that's exactly what happened in the case of these three individuals." You were wrong then, weren't you?
Hey, Richard, the White House doctors are right down the hall. If you want me to set you up, you should get that cough checked. You've been coughing like that for a few press conferences now. David, as for you, your question sounds almost like the same question I just said I couldn't answer. I don't know if you guys are stupid or you think I'm stupid. Same problem, grand jury, legal process, have to wait till it's over. Blah, 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 blah.
Whether there's a question of legality, we know for a fact that there was involvement. We know that Karl Rove, based on what he and his lawyer have said, did have a conversation about somebody who Patrick Fitzgerald said was a covert officer of the Central Intelligence.
Why do they keep asking these questions?
We know that Scooter Libby also had conversations.
That's quite an anus you've got there. We all know you've been watching a lot of Perry Mason, but you might want to look into getting some hearing aids, because for the fifth time, this is a legal process! And I'm not going to get baited into answering your questions just to put you in your place and show the world what you really are, a weasel journalist with a small, momentarily inflated penis. Why? Because I'd lose my job. The president's counsel says, don't comment. No comment. Duh. Next.
So aside from the question of legality here, you were wrong, weren't you?
David, I'm very confident the public understood the answer when I gave it six questions ago. Unfortunately, the same words they understand, and I'm confident of that, just can't quite penetrate your thick head.
Your credibility and his credibility is not on criminal trial.
Aren't
it? But it may very well be on trial with the American public. Don't you agree?
How can I agree or disagree with a question I can't answer, asswipe? The American people are fine. They understand a legal case is in progress, and it's not appropriate to start blathering away with inside information about the principles in this case just because a guy who got about 40 wedges a day in high school can't seem to grasp it. Let's get somebody else in here. Why don't we get a question from...
Does the president think that Karl Rove did anything wrong?
Whoa, David, hold on. If you would just let me finish instead of cutting me off, there's no reason to be rude here. You're not the only person who has a question. We've had 10 questions. They're all the same. None of them are answerable. All of you know that. So let's at least let some other people ask questions that can't be answered. So let's try the squatty guy over there with the beady eyes and the red hair, probably with the abnormally pink wiener as well. Go ahead. You're up.
Scott, on the subject of rude, my apologies for my unfortunate choice of words this morning to you.
Apology accepted. Thank you. Go ahead. Continue.
But I think the question bears asking again, and that is that the president said repeatedly when he nominated Harriet.
Why did they do this?
She is the best person for the job. Does that in any way indicate that while Sam Alito may be well qualified for the Supreme Court, he is not, as was described.
Oh, at least it's a different question.
The best person.
Okay, first of all, you're pushing your voice. As to the Harriet Myers question, I think you saw that helpless troll trying to get through the nomination process. If she's the best qualified person, I'm banging your wife. I just did notice through the curtains there, there's a short bus outside with some helmets on board, and I have to believe that bus is here to pick up the press corps, because if those are questions you actually expected to get answers for, or you didn't seem to understand what I said.
We have been listening to White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan, and some of that news conference was a bit contentious this afternoon. And just as the topic of Judge Alito's nomination has already...
If they could answer questions that way.
It would be awesome.